This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
How's it going out there, everybody? Hope you're feeling good. Hope you're ready to encounter another week of insane craziness. I don't know. I have all these buttons now that I gotta, be in charge of. It's too much. It's too much for my little head to handle.
Don't say it's a fine morning or I'll shoot you.
All right, I won't say anything about that. I'll just say good day and hello.
Hello.
That's right. And welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show, now the most popular internet show on iTunes.
Back off, fat man.
it's awesome. I mean, we had some pretty big numbers. And sitting next to me, it's our co-host. He's back from vacation. It's Mad Mike.
Hey, everybody!
You're actually here for the intro to the show for once.
Yeah. I am?
Yeah.
When are we doing it?
We're doing it right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to check my mic? Check? Check one, two?
Your mic is fine.
Is it okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
You're awesome.
All right.
So anyway, yeah, the big news.
Hello.
We've had the most downloads of this show ever. The actual total numbered amount.
Check one, two. Check.
We're on. Don't
check.
What are you doing?
Are we on the air yet?
Yes.
When are we starting this thing?
Oh, I'm gonna shoot.
Let's get this going. Hey, it's the Rocket Comedy Show with Crazy Jay and Mad Mike.
That's right.
Thanks
anyway,
like I was trying to say. Oh, you were speaking?
I knew I turned your mic on too. I'm gonna wait. Let me finish. I'm gonna turn it off. Here we go. I'll get through this. Anyway, it has been voted the most listened to online. It's been listened to the most on. Ah! You got me going nuts, dude. Fucking asshole. It is now the most listened to online radio show through iTunes with over 342,000 downloads. So I want to thank all of you out there. And this is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host. And
truth is.
Yes. What is it?
I am Iron Man.
No, I'm not Iron Man. Maybe Cast Iron Stomach Man or something like that. But I am your host of this three-ring circus.
What kind of a person are you?
I am your host of the madness.
You seem to think the world is just some sort of a three-ring circus, and all you've got to do is to run around and have fun.
Well, let me tell you. My life is a three-ring circus, and two of the rings are sitting next to me.
Yeah,
it is our good friend, Mr. Mad Mike.
Hey, so how many internet hits do we have?
Over 342,000.
I couldn't hear you because you turned my mic off.
Yeah, that's why you couldn't hear me. Anyway, this is the
I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
Wow, this is the only internet radio show that has people yelling in the streets.
My fans are haunted! My fans are haunted!
Well, I wasn't going there, but it wouldn't surprise me on this show.
No,
not at all.
Smells a boy in here.
Of course, it smells a boy in here. Mad Mike is here. He's back.
You know, I was gonna say something.
What?
My chair kind of smells like a mixture of Old Spice and asshole. When was the last time BS was in here?
He was here last week. You know he was here last week.
Oh.
You know that.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure.
But let's give it up for Mad
Mike. And by the way, let's be clear. I only like you as a friend.
That's right.
But I don't have to be naked, do I?
My God. She reminds me of me.
Anyway, so say hello to Mad Mike.
You big sack of stupid.
That's right.
Nice.
I was waiting for you to come back. I missed you, buddy. It's just not the same now. I used to do the show for years by myself.
Yeah?
But now it's just not the same.
Yeah, I'm glad to be a part of it. I think it's a lot of fun. And, you know, we went to Phoenix, and, you know, we got to talk to a lot of people about the show down there. And it's nice. The biggest thing is, I heard Liz came out while I was gone.
Right. We had a good time. We went to Pure.
That's just kind of how I roll, apparently. But, well, let me know when you guys are coming down, you know, because I do want to be around when you guys come into town. I don't really have anything planned for a while, so so hopefully we can make something happen.
Well, it's good that you're here on time. You don't do it very often, so
yeah,
it's nice.
No,
it's nice.
I try not to.
There was a comment made by Dino Mike that I should reference the fact that you're never here at the start of the show.
I'm getting Taco Bell, okay?
but you were on vacation, so turn. Welcome back. But you're back this week with some how-tos.
I am.
I understand you have a little bit of beef because you found out a how-to was done without you last week.
Yeah, I heard Nick. Nick went on and did a how-to. That's all right. I had my Asian friends take care of it.
So. All right. We'll bring him in a minute, and you guys can talk about that. Because I was like, I think you should just stick to doing the Nick pick. But
He should have.
But
I heard they give him quite a shiner.
But the best part is when Mike is done with his how-tos, you'll definitely say,
yes.
have that knowledge.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we can't forget that, you know, not only are you here with the how-tos, but Nick is here. Yeah. We had a lot of names come in.
Oh, yeah?
Well, six.
Six names. Oh, nice.
Six names. One of the ones that I like a lot, we can't use it a lot because it's just a really long name. So occasionally I think we could throw it out. All right. I mean, he used Dirty Nickel tonight. That was pretty funny.
That's good.
But
he got his hands in his pants. I'm not looking. Okay.
Don't look directly at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one of the names that came in for Nick that I kind of like, and Nick would probably like too, but he just ran out of the room. He's adjusting himself, I think.
Yeah, a lot of them in front of me, Jesus. Hey, you know what? Before you get into that, I just want to let you guys know I'm over at the Tropicana. I'm going to be at the Tropicana all night. I got that.
We'll get into that, too.
Well, yeah, just let me tell you right now. I love what you're going to do in this place. You know, it's got a nice little basement thing going on here, but I kind of like what I had. But now, you know, I'm at the Tropicana. It's got 500 rooms over there. You know that? It's really nice. You really like to come check me out. I'm at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later on, too. Anybody, one of the names I think won for the contest is it's awesome. It's from a woman named Michelle that lives in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, nice.
And just from what she's learned about Nick throughout the show, from the time he was a guest DJ to just little things that we've talked about
taking
Nick.
Taking notes.
She knows about his love of the ladies.
Ah.
So I think the winning name definitely belongs to Michelle, as she came up with Nick Licks a Lot of Puss.
Nick lick a lot of poos.
So I think that's actually pretty good.
Nick lick a lot of poos.
That's right. So
sounds like a mammal of some sort.
So we're gonna have him here a little bit later on with a Nick pick. He likes to, you know, keep me waiting till the very last minute.
Yeah. While he takes a nap on the couch.
I like it when I tell him, hey, you gotta do a Nick pick this week. Again?
God.
God. Fuck.
Dina, eat your casserole.
Plus, we're gonna have some listener comments
Ooh,
that were left on the website.
Fuck you. Dick!
Yeah.
You're only the positive
weird. Stewed butt wad! You're crazy!
Yeah, you know, comments like that.
Good.
We got a bunch of those.
Very enforced.
Plus your favorite. We got some 911 calls.
This is 911. Do you have an emergency?
That's right. And, of course, we've got Not in the News, how-tos, your requests. And if you want, you can email us.
I'm very cautious about emailing.
Oh, there's no reason to be cautious,
no.
Mr. Bush.
No, yeah, it's not like we can't track your IP address and figure out where you live.
That's right.
Show up at your doorstep and kill you with a giant spoon that's kind of like a fork, but not really.
So anyway,
if you didn't know that.
If you want to email us.
I got mail! Yay! I got mail! Yay!
You can. It's crazyjcomic.com. Plus, if you want to email Mike directly.
You can.
You can.
Maybe. It's I hurt my spleen at yahoo.com.
That's right. And we're both on MySpace, so you can check us out on MySpace if you want to. I'll throw it back at you this time.
Nice, that's good.
I've got it this time.
Taco Bell did it.
It's working. It's magic.
Sweet.
Let's do it. We'll just take a few looks at the some of the comments that have been left on the Rock and Comedy Show website.
Seems like in a nipple ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Ben Williams writes, Jay,
something
been listening
big.
To this show a long time, and I have to say it's better than ever. The chemistry between you and Mike is, it doesn't finish it here.
You gotta highlight it. You gotta use the thing. Do the thing. No. Do that one thing. Yeah, right there. Click it.
It doesn't work.
No, click it.
I clicked it.
Click it.
I clicked it.
Are you clicking it?
Yes.
Yeah, clicking it.
Anyway,
clicking it right there.
There
it is. There it is.
The chemistry between you and Mike
You're
is
welcome.
So natural, and fuck, dude, you guys are funny as hell. Turbo Man Bear.
Thank you.
Turbo Man Bear.
Turbo Man Bear.
Turbo Man Bear,
I didn't
right?
I know he had a name.
Jay, haha. Nice on the voicemail steal, haha. She's clingy, delusional, and awesome. I was crying and hyperventilating. Too funny.
Thank you.
Brianne writes, I look forward to a new show each week. They always make me laugh out loud. I have them all on my iPod.
Sweet. Schweitzer. You know what? I think she actually added us as friends.
She did.
Which is very cool. And she actually, I think, she's kind of local.
She is local.
That's really cool. I thought
she's
that was
a friend of Nick's.
Oh, that's really awesome. I thought that was really cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Awesome. And Vegas Al, funny, funny shit. That's what he writes.
And it is.
And it,
it
is.
Thanks for pointing out the fucking obvious. No. But seriously, so that should tell you people, leave a comment because, you know, we'll read them back and, you know, over 300,000 people will hear it, you know, and that's pretty damn cool. And, hey, you know, keep spreading the word. You know, we get a lot of the stuff from word of mouth, and that's you. You know, people listen to the show right now. So, you know, let your coworkers know. Tell, you know, people at work. Tell people you hate, you know, and we'll make sure we bag them good, whatever.
Right.
You know, tell your dog.
And, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I've been checking the stats on the website to see where people are listening, and we're getting some interesting hits in, like, the Philippines.
Yeah.
And, you know, Saudi Arabia, which I would think are some probably, you know.
Maybe our troops, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, you know, they need some uplifting.
I don't know. It could be some Saudi Arabians. Oh, that is my money sheet. Oh, it's so good. I look at the crazy day.
It might be.
I want
but,
to see show.
We're gonna play a few songs when we come back. Yeah, we're gonna have some 911 calls.
All right.
So let's do it.
Yeah.
All-American Rejects here on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Oh, is that
Crazy J and Mad Mike. It's 4th of July weekend.
The lunch room.
I almost considered taking this weekend off because it's 4th of July. But, you know, I might take next week off because it's my birthday.
When's your birthday?
July 13th.
When is that?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
but, you know, in honor of 4th of July, here is Stephen Lynch.
Sweet.
All right. Hey, what do you say? I come from a place called the U.S. of A. Ho, ho, what do you know? Hop in my car and let's go. Well, this is a song for America, home of the red, white, and blue. Land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. And if you don't love her, fuck you. Beloved by all from Tikrit to Beijing. If the world were a school, we'd be homecoming king. Worshipped by France and by North Vietnam. Afghanistan thinks we're the bomb. Oh, this is a song for America, home of the red, white, and blue. Oh, land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. SUVs, handguns, and Us magazine. And if you don't love her, fuck you. Our human rights record is something of note. We freed all our slaves and gave women the vote. Everyone's equal forever, always. Unless you're one of them gays. Oh, this is a song for America, home of the red, white, and blue. Oh, land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. SUVs, handguns, and Us magazine. low-carb diet and fast food cuisine. And if you don't love her, fuck you. To all war-torn nations, to those in turmoil, we'll help you kill despots, we'll help you drill oil. And if you don't want our help, that's okay, we're coming in anyway. Oh, this is a song for America, home of the red, white, and blue. Land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean, apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. SUVs, handguns, and Us magazine. Low-carb diets and fast food cuisine. Crack cocaine, Abu Ghraib, and nicotine. Swindling CEOs getting off clean. Housewives all hopped up on amphetamine. Nipples get raided and C-17. FEMA and levees and Hurricane Katrina. George Bush's great rolling war machine. I think we're in trouble, don't you? It might seem I don't think our country's so great, but intolerance, bigotry, greed's what I hate. Most folks are honest and decent and true, peaceful, compassionate, good through and through. That's what it means to be red, white, and blue. And if you don't think so, fuck you. If you don't think so, fuck you.
Stephen Lynch for 4th of July.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love Stephen Lynch. The man is amazing. That, of course, can be found on his latest CD, simply titled Three Balloons. Matt, Mike, we got a 911 call.
Oh, nice. Oh, you know, before we do that,
yeah,
I wanted to tell you a good old Scanlon story today.
Oh, we have a Scanlon story.
I worked for Scanlon today. And he comes up to me. He's across the desk. He turns, looks at me in that quagmire way, that, you know, where he just kind of stares at you like a deer in headlights.
Right.
And starts, like, hopping over, going, balls, 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 balls.
Yeah, he does that a
balls,
lot.
Balls, 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 balls. Walks all the way up to me. He's in my face now and hits my mouse and goes, balls. I was like, okay. I don't know what to say to that, but all right.
You should have presented them.
Yeah.
These?
Yeah.
Ta-da! Ta-da! Is this what you want?
Yeah.
It was funny because Liz came out, right? She's staying at the Monte Carlo. And I didn't see her the first day she checked in, but she did come out the second day, and she's heading over to the pool.
Right.
And, and she first walks up. Like, I have no idea what she looks like. She's never sent pictures or anything, but she's like, hello, Jay. I'm like, hello. I'm like, it's no big deal. And she's like, it's me, Liz. I go, hi, how can I help you? like, didn't even hit me that this is her. And then she goes, no, it's Liz. I listen to your show. I go, oh, hey.
Oh, yeah.
And so it clicks right then, like, because I'm working next to Scanlon. And I'm like, please. Like, that's Scanlon. You're right. He doesn't have eyebrows. Right.
Yeah,
like, I don't say nothing. So
oh,
I was really like, oh God, please don't say anything. Then she's like, well, I'm gonna go spend a couple hours at the pool. I'll be back. And so she's walking out, and she walks right by Halbreth. Now, if you listen to the show, you know who Halbreth is.
Yeah.
And if you listen like Liz does every week, then yes, you know who she is.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, she just walked right by Halbreth. It's pretty funny. So about 20 minutes later, Liz comes back to get her friend, and then she goes, is Halbreth working? And I was like, yeah, she's
faster. Like,
I go,
yeah,
you're faster twice. She's at the podium right there. And that's what I told you when you called. I was like, it would be awesome if we could get Liz to go, would you stop harassing my man?
She'd be like, what
are you talking about? But it was funny. So, you know, we had this conversation at the desk, Liz and I, and then she walks away, and Scanlon's like, well, who is that? And I go, oh, she listens to the show.
Yeah. It's a girl. You wouldn't be interested.
You know, and it's becoming very strange, because I've done the show for a while, and a lot of people that I've worked with in different places just kind of think it's kind of a weird, like they just don't get it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that goes all the way back to ESPN Zone. People, the funny one was people at Star Trek thought I did. What I was doing was weird. I'm like, you guys are putting on a Starfleet outfit and pretending to go
into
space.
Fucking Klingon and shit.
And what I do
is weird.
What I do is weird. And occasionally, like at ESPN Zone or even when I worked at Disneyland and stuff, people would come up and go, "You're Crazy Jay." And that's kind of cool. But now at the Monte Carlo, there's people, thanks to Charles, I guess, at the front desk that know about it.
Yeah.
There's people that work at the Lunette store that know about it. Other people I don't know walk by and they'd be like, "Hey, I checked out your show." I'm like, "Thanks."
it's just
I've never worked in a place where people have come up and actually said, "Hey, I caught the show last night." I was like,
"Oh,
what show?"
Yeah, well, The Bachelor. Yeah, I was shocked.
That Bachelor's crazy. But okay, we've got our first 911 call.
Sweet.
This one is really funny. The guy apparently, now this is old. This is
stop. Hepatitis. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, this is apparently this is like 2 or 3 years old.
All right.
But the guy apparently got attacked by a deer. Nice. He went deer hunting. I guess the story is he went deer hunting.
When the tides turned.
Shot the deer, thought the deer was dead, puts it in his car, and apparently the deer starts to attack him.
I think I have heard this.
Yeah, this is pretty classic.
This is the ambulance emergency line. Do you have an emergency?
I need a ambulance.
Okay, so where do you need us?
I'm in my fucking phone booth.
Okay, what's the address there?
Hold on.
Okay, sir, did you call through 911?
No.
Okay, Joe, I need a location. What street are you on?
I'm in the motherfucking phone booth at the Stop and Go. Yeah, I'm at the... That's it. I'm at the motherfucking Stop and Go.
wait a minute.
What's the motherfucking street? Huff Smith, Corville, and something. At the motherfucking Stop and Go.
Huff Smith, Corville, and what?
Hold on. Yo.
Uh-huh.
Head out. Let me see. Coffee. There you go. I'm in the motherfucking phone booth.
No.
Really? Let me tell you what. I'm going down the motherfucking road, driving my car, minding my own goddamn business, and a motherfucking deer jumped out and hit my car.
Okay, sir, are you injured?
Let me tell you, I get out and pick the motherfucking deer up. I thought he was dead. I put the motherfucking deer in my back seat, and I'm driving down the motherfucking road and minding my own business. The motherfucking woke up and bit me in the back of my goddamn neck. He bit me and just kicked the shit out of my car. I'm in the motherfucking phone booth. The deer bit me in the neck. A big motherfucking dog came up and bit me in the leg. I hit him with the motherfucking tire iron, and I stabbed him with my knife, so I got a hurt leg, and the motherfucking deer bit me in the neck. And the dog won't let me out of the motherfucking phone booth, because he wants the deer. Now, who gets the deer, me or the dog?
Okay, sir, are you injured?
Yeah, my motherfucking deer bit me in the neck. Hold on. The motherfucking dog is biting me. Hold on. God damn it, get out of here. Hold on. The motherfucking dog is biting my ass. Hold on.
And that's apparently how it ends.
Oh, my God. Now, who gets the deer? Me or the dog? That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love that one. Now, this is an interesting one.
I'm in the motherfucking phone booth.
Apparently, and this is a legit call. I don't know how old it is, but this is definitely on the 911 calls, that a guy calls 911 because he believes he spotted Bigfoot.
Huh.
So, and it's pretty funny. Here it is.
911, what are you reporting?
We got someone or something crawling around out here.
Did you see what it was? Was it a person or an animal or?
I can't tell. All I know is that my sensor light came on and I just happened to glimpse and see this thing running across the yard. A good sized man or something. It looks like a man. I don't know what it was. Just that it ran across the yard.
Okay. You've had problems in the neighborhood before?
Yeah, my dog was killed here just recently. I don't know what it was. Whatever it is, it's running. I couldn't catch it if I was going to chase it. But whatever it was standing up. I'm out here looking through the window now and I don't see anything. I don't want to go outside. Jesus Christ, you better...
Sure.
Tia!
Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6'9", I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh. Okay, hang on.
He's right...
Is he in your yard, sir?
Yeah, God, he's big.
Okay, what's he doing in your yard?
He's looking at me.
Oh, and the guy is on foot.
I don't know what it's a big, real big person. That's all I can say.
Okay, but it is a person.
I'd say it was a person or somebody really big. Oh. But he's all in black.
Is he a black male or a white male? Did you actually see whether, or was he just wearing black?
He's all black and he's big. He is big.
He is big.
He's a big person.
He's big. let's see. We have a couple more here. People love these 911 calls. They actually hit us up and tell us that these are some of the some of the favorite parts of their show is the 911 calls.
These 911 calls. People are just idiots, you know?
Yeah, they are.
Like, why would you call 911 for some of these things?
Well, we've had them call for wrong burger orders. We've had them wrong for
Nuggets,
orange juice. We've had women locking themselves in cars.
Yeah.
Well, this is probably a good reason to call 911. Check this one out.
911? Hi, this isn't really an emergency per se, but I don't know who else to call. We're on we're on Highway 101, and there's a...
Wait, which direction?
We're going south, but the thing I'm reporting is that gas station and mini mart, the public health officials really need to take a look at that bathroom there.
Okay, you might want to call them then.
And
was there an emergency? Does anyone need an ambulance?
No.
Does anyone need a fire truck?
No.
Okay, you just want to report a health hazard?
Yeah.
Okay, then you should call the health officials.
How would I
find that in your phone book or 411?
So I would have to pull off and find a phone booth. You guys can't report it.
Or 411.
411?
Yeah, you can call 411 information. And
you
they
guys
should be able to have phone numbers for you.
You can't report it?
This is a 911 line.
Okay,
for health problems, you need to report it to the proper authorities.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can't report it.
Yeah.
No.
The bathroom is icky. Oh, my God. The world's going to end. She's obviously going to stay in the Monte Carlo.
This guy actually calls 911 because he's very pissed off that he can't get into a nightclub.
Can I help you?
Yeah, you know what? Somebody's on my throat right now.
Okay, hold on. Hey, transfer this. Yeah, it's that guy that... His truck was freaking towed last month.
This is the wrong one. This is not...
What the heck?
That's not the one that...
We heard that one, didn't we?
I know. But it's labeled wrong.
Sure it is.
Shut up.
Sure it is.
This is a good one.
Yeah,
mobile
emergency.
Look, my legs, they itch so bad. I think I'm going to go crazy.
Okay, your legs itch very bad?
Are you listening to me?
I sure am.
All right, now. My legs are itching so bad.
Uh-huh.
They're driving me crazy.
Okay, would you like to speak with the paramedics?
I would like to speak to them, please. Thank you.
Sure, let me talk to you. Hold on, please.
My leg.
Fire emergency.
Hello, is this medics?
This is fire department.
The fire department?
Uh-huh, what did you need?
Well, I have no fire.
Okay, you need paramedics?
Excuse me?
Do you need paramedics?
I don't know whether I need paramedics. I don't know.
What's the problem?
My legs are itching something terrible. It's been that way for 2-3 days now.
Okay, how's your breathing?
My breathing is fine. It's just that my legs itch me something terrible.
Is there a rash on it?
A rash, that's right. I've been to the doctor, and I have a rash on my legs. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going crazy. I have all my marbles. Do you understand? Just my legs.
Is there any pain with that?
Any pain?
Uh-huh.
Just a very bad itch.
Okay. We'll be right there, okay?
Now, look. I don't want to spend a lot of money on hammers and things like that because it isn't so. My legs itch me very bad.
That's fine. You can tell the paramedics when they get there, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
He doesn't want to spend a lot of money on ambulances and things like that just because his legs itch.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Here's something pretty interesting, if I can pull it up. The 911 call for Danny Gans has been released with his wife calling in. And a lot of people were, you know, kind of thought it was odd that when she made the call, she didn't even panic.
Really?
Like, she's just calm the whole call. So here it is.
What's the location of your emergency? Okay, do you need police, fire, medical? Well, my husband's not, I can't seem to wake him up. Okay, tell me exactly what happened. I'm not sure. He was asleep. I was just laying here, and all of a sudden, the breathing kind of, like, stopped, and I came over to try to wake him up, and I can't wake him up.
Are you with him right now?
Yes.
How old is he?
He's 52. Okay, is he not awake?
No.
Is he breathing? I can't tell. I can't hear anything. I'm trying to feel for a pulse.
Can you see his chest rising up and down?
Hold on, it's looking.
She's just calm.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and send the paramedics. I'm going to tell you what to do until they get there, okay?
So, I mean, they just released it, and it's
yeah, she's pretty. Like, she's, like, kind of in shock.
But they've also released the 911 call from Michael Jackson.
Emergency.
Wow.
Yes, sir, I need to, I need an ambulance as soon as possible, sir. Okay, sir, what's your address? Los Angeles, California, 90077. Is it Carrollwood? Carrollwood Drive, yes. Okay, sir, what's the phone number you're calling from? Hey, sir, and what's the problem exactly what happened? Sir, we have a gentleman here that needs help, and he's not breathing yet. He's not breathing, and we're trying to pump him, but he's not breathing, sir. Okay, how old is he? He's 50 years old, sir. 50, okay. He's unconscious, he's not breathing? Yes, he's not breathing, sir. Okay, and he's not conscious either? He's not conscious, sir. Okay. All right, do you have him? Is he on the floor? Where is he at right now? He's on the bed, sir. He's on the bed. Okay, let's get him on the floor. Okay. Okay, let's get him down to the floor. I'm going to help you with CPR right now, okay? We need him. We need him. We're already on our way there. We're on our way. I'm going to do as much as I can to help you over the phone. We're already on our way. Did anybody see him? Yes, we have a personal doctor here with him, sir. Oh, you have a doctor there? Yes, but he's not responding to anything. No, he's not responding to CPR or anything, sir. Oh, okay. Well, we're on our way there. If your guys are doing CPR, you're instructed by a doctor. He has a higher authority than me. And he's there with me. Okay. Did anybody witness what happened? No, just the doctor, sir. The doctor's been the only one here. Okay, so did the doctor see what happened? Doctor, did you see what happened, sir? Sir, you just... if you can please. We're on our way. We're on our way. I'm just passing these questions on to my paramedics while they're on the way there, sir. Thank you, sir. He's pumping his chest, but he's not responding to anything, sir. Please. Okay. We're on our way. We're less than a mile away. We'll be there shortly. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay, sir. Call us back if you need any help. Thank you. Yes, sir.
It's just weird because the whole time he never mentioned that it was Michael Jackson.
Yeah. You think you would, right?
Yeah, get him there a little quicker, I think.
Something like that. And you notice that they had him giving him CPR on the bed? You know you have to give CPR on a hard surface?
Well, that's one of the questions that has come up.
Yeah.
If you had an in-living doctor.
Wouldn't he know that?
Yeah, he would think. But we're gonna do one more funny one. Not that those last two are funny, but let's lighten the mood. Let's lighten up the mood again.
Let me speak to Chris a minute, please.
Okay, what do you need?
Chris.
This is 911. Did you need the police?
Yes, ma'am, I sure do.
Well, who's Chris?
He was the policeman that did all my paperwork.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like Kristen.
I need assistance of emergency.
Could be.
I'm dialing 9 plus 911. I've got an immediate fact to do back to Dr. immediately. And the hotel is not cooperating with me. It's for $200 worth of money. $2 cash in this room somewhere, but I can't find it. I've got to get the facts off to Dr. Now, I was told by your police department that when I needed them at the right time, they'd come and take care of the situation. Is that true or is that a lie?
Let me just verify why you're calling. You're calling 911.
Yes, ma'am. 9 plus 911.
Yeah, okay.
Got an emergency.
You have an emergency because you need to send a fax.
For $2.
Do you need the paramedics or something?
That would be good.
Okay, so you need the paramedics to respond to the most...
Provided they got $2 to lend me until I can get to the bank and get my $920.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's not going to happen.
What's going to happen?
You know what?
Where do I get the damn $2 from?
All he wants
is $2. I'm a new citizen. Doesn't Dr. name have any clout even in this town?
He sounds like Forrest Gump.
He's the most prominent citizen. Am I not going to go to work for him full time? Isn't that why I came here to begin with? I think so.
Okay, well, I don't have $2 to lend you, sir, so I'm not sure what to tell you.
Tell me where I can find two measly dollars in this town.
No, I don't know, sir.
I'll find it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
$2. Like, really?
Yeah. And our final one for this week... I couldn't find just the audio on it. I actually had to pull the whole news story. But this guy apparently calls 911 three times over a Subway sandwich order.
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny.
That's the 911 Williams.
I got a situation over here with Subway sandwich shop.
Okay, so what's going on there?
Well, I ordered two sandwiches, and I asked for everything in one sandwich. And the other one, I asked for certain things on the other sandwich. I didn't get what I paid for.
This is what Reginald Peterson considers an emergency worthy of a 911 call. He didn't get mustard and mayonnaise on his two Subway footlongs Thursday night.
Nice.
I'm not going to sit and pay $12 or $10 for some sandwiches and don't get what I paid for.
Everybody thinks it's funny, but, I mean, when you get down to it, it's serious.
Subway's manager tells me employees were so scared over Peterson's behavior, they locked the door on him when he went outside to call 911.
I'm on the phone with you. The employee just came up here and locked the freaking door. And they got both of the sandwiches. They did not make right for me inside the store.
Now, cops say it wasn't enough that Peterson called 911 once. He called it a second time, complaining that police were taking too long to get here.
He called the third time. And he wants to know where the police were.
So we got your call 15 minutes ago, okay? So you just wanted to be a little patient.
So tying the lines up to talk about a sandwich is totally absurd.
When police did show up, they say Peterson was so out of his mind, they couldn't even talk to him. He was arrested so police could go back to handling real emergencies.
First. People's health is first, and so they could have been called somewhere else that they were needed instead of being held up here.
Yeah, for fucking mayonnaise.
So, yeah, another food story. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a how-to.
Chicken up.
We're going to have to clear the air with Nick, too. So,
yeah.
We'll be back right after this.
You take your 6-year-old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings. And she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice.
Mommy, watch me!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council. You're walking alone on the street. A group of people is hanging out just ahead of you.
Hey, yo, where you going? Come here.
As you approach them, they immediately surround you.
Hold on, let me talk to you first.
Taunting you. One of them attacks you. Before you know it, you're being robbed. You're a victim of a pack robbery, a robbery involving a group of assailants. In times like these, pack robberies are becoming more of a threat to our communities. These groups steal and are often more violent. Protect yourself from becoming the victim of a pack robbery. Avoid groups that are loitering or hanging out. Plan a safe, well-traveled route. Avoid desolate or poorly lighted areas. Be aware of your surroundings and the people around you. Don't be afraid to cross the street or avoid an oncoming group. Trust your instincts if you feel unsafe. To learn more about protecting yourself from pack robberies, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy J.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid. Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's good to have you back, buddy. It just wasn't the same.
Thank you. But, you know, we got a little something to clear up real quick.
Really?
Yeah, I think we need to clear this up. Where's it at?
It takes a while, yeah. 44 floors, my friend.
44?
Yeah, 44.
Unless you're Bobby Slayton.
Coming up next week, Larry Jones is going to be here.
Hey, cool. So, I know that guy.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
He was on Gumby and Friends, right?
No, he's a totally different guy.
No, he's a totally different guy?
Yeah.
He didn't do the voice for Gumby.
No.
It's not him.
No, it's not him. But Larry Jones, he does 1,001 impressions.
Oh, yeah? I heard he lost the Danny Gant spot to Whoopi Goldberg. Nice going.
Or Gordy Brown.
Yeah, Gordy Brown didn't get it either, right? Whoopi did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woman of 1,000 weird looks. I don't know.
She also has no eyebrows.
You're right. She doesn't. There must be a theme with this town.
If you're going to make it in this business, you got to shave those eyebrows.
Gotta shave them off.
You know he knows that we're waiting on him.
He must. No, he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
I can see him. I don't want to call him again. I'm not wasting my breath.
He does this all the time.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Douchey McDouche.
Oh, you guys are doing a show? He's worse than you.
I know, right? Hey, are we on the air?
I know that he'll be here any second.
Yeah, here he comes. Who that dude?
What's happening, guys?
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck!
Don't touch my shit!
What'd I do?
Don't touch my shit!
What'd I do?
Don't touch it! Okay, if it's in the toilet and I didn't flush, that doesn't mean you have the right to flush it.
It had corn on it.
That just means that it's extra special to me and mine. If I didn't claim it, then that means you have to tell me that I didn't claim it, and then I get a 30-minute rule to come back to flush.
The 30-minute window.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. No, I heard you didn't have to.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And then I also heard you got beat up by a bunch of Asian guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know which one's funnier. That's all right. I'm sure afterwards, I'm sure the Asians didn't pummel you too bad. They had to go to school the next day, so. That's right, their moms packed them sandwiches. And noodles.
And noodles. And the calculator.
Yeah. Those would be the Asian kids that are like, and I want two milks, bitch.
Yeah, he had a pretty good black eye.
Did he? Yeah, he had a little bit of shine.
He did. It was pretty good.
A little shiner.
That's all right, dude. There ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm a little ashamed.
Little backyard. Well, that's because they punked you. That's why. They're fucking losers.
Yeah.
That's the only reason, you know.
He didn't tell you they were girls.
Were they?
They're chicks with dicks.
Were they actually women?
No.
No, seriously, were they? No. Nick.
Seriously.
Were they chicks, dude? Seriously? They were women.
Kind of looked like women.
Did you get beat up by 5 women? What the hell would they do? Stab you with chopsticks? God damn. That's crazy, dude. You know what? That's fine. Next time, you know, if you see an Asian person and they get in your face, just punch them. Just right away. Tell you a question. And I was like, would you like an extra thing?
Would you like extra?
Yeah. Just take them out. And then run.
Would you like egg roll?
Yeah. Egg roll. No, face!
Is it true if you punch an Asian really hard in the head, fortune cookies fall out?
No, but you can make their eyes round.
Oh, my God. Nice. Nice. So what did you think of his how to?
I liked it, actually. He did a good job.
Yeah?
Did a good job. I thought it was funny.
Tell him what you said. Tell him what you told me when I asked you the first time.
Oh, it sounded like he was very awkward. It was very awkward. I think that was what made it funny.
It was a little awkward.
A little awkward, yeah. Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
You got your own problem.
Yeah, it was good. And I think that's actually one of the things that helped make it, like, comedical genius. Okay.
Because he was so awkward?
Yeah. It was good, though. I liked it. I think it was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward, you know. You could tell you're working into it. You're getting used to it. Trying to get comfortable with it.
So Nick's pick last week was how to stop a masturbation addiction.
That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
pick. I'll throw it out there for me to do! No, that's all right, though.
So while we have him here, let's...
All right. Well, you know what, actually, this is one that's kind of that follow-up. I did how to be a ninja. This is how to be an urban ninja. Now,
this is the one I told you about last week.
I'm just going to say right now that whoever wrote this definitely is still trying to develop what it means to speak and write in English. Okay.
Are you going to read it the way it's written?
You know, I might take little pieces and pieces out. Seriously, because I don't know. They use... And this is what I like. Okay, first off, it says, an urban ninja is someone who combines the art of ninjutsu and parkour, where the fuck that is, try to leave a tag on a highly visible place without being seen. It literally says that. Ever wanted to be one? If your answer is yes, I'll read on. All right. Like, is that even... I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that is. All right. I feel like I want to go, oh, yeah.
Oh, me so horny, fuck my ass. Remember then you told that story?
Which one?
About your friend that dated the Asian and all she knew was, oh, yeah. Fuck my ass.
Fuck my ass. Fuck my ass. Pokemon, I achieve the year. Fuck my ass. Some ass. Would you like an egg roll? Fuck my ass. I don't know if that's just being an urban ninja, but... Okay. To start, you'll have to find... I'm going to read this exactly how it's written down.
Okay.
You can see how ridiculous this is. To start, you'll have to find a place where you can leave your tag. Where the fuck a tag is. Ideally, because they never explain it.
Yeah, I noticed that too when I read it. I was like, what the hell is a tag?
Yeah, this is more plot holes than Transformers 2. This is a place where many people can see your tag. For example... A large flat, or a shopping mall. What is a large flat?
Large flat? It's like an apartment.
Yeah.
Like
who fucking says that in America?
Well, Canadians.
They say it in Canada?
Yeah.
I was about to say Canada. That's not right. This isn't.
Where are you from? I'm from Canada.
Canada. You mean Canada? No, it's right next to it.
Yeah, it's right next to it.
People pass us all the time. It's the weirdest thing. I come from Quebec. Yeah. they also say that, I know they say that in Australia and New Zealand.
Right.
New Zealand has sheep. I did ever tell you about my time when I went to Hawaii?
No.
I bring this up because I went to Hawaii, did this trip of Hawaii, and milk there is like $8 a gallon.
Right.
And I figured out why. I did a whole island trip of Maui. There were two cows. Okay? Those are the most overworked and underpaid cows in all of the world. That's a lot of milk they gotta make. That's why it's $8 a gallon, you know? Okay, first off. Next. Start working a route you'll take from your house or any other point to your target.
What?
Since this done at the night.
What?
Shh, round eye. Do not interrupt me.
Did I ever tell you about the guy, the Asian that came, came into the Flamingo and one of the guys that was working there named, Bobby. He was
Bobby.
He was just working.
Slayton?
Not Slayton.
Wow.
But he was working there, and we had Society of Seven there at the time.
Oh, they're cool.
And so the guy came up and he goes, "I want to pick my seat." And at this, 2:30 in the afternoon, we're not letting you pick your seat. It's 30 minutes before the show starts. And this guy was really, really mad. I was like, "We can't. You know, the show is almost sold out. This is what's available." And he's like, "Listen around, I." Yeah, and I walked out. I walked into the back of the office, and I'm just freaking dying. And they're like, "What's so funny?" I go, "There's a guy out there that just called Bobby a round eye."
That's awesome.
And they're like, "You're lying." And Bobby came back after he finished with the guy, and he goes, "Can you believe that guy called me round eye?"
That's awesome.
Listen around, I.
Dude, when I was working at the Monte Carlo, I'll never forget this because... This guy came up, threw his credit card will call thing on the... Just set it down. They're very polite, of course. It's a Japanese guy. For me to print out his tickets. I turned around to pull up his name. His name was Q-Jizz. I'm not kidding. J-I-Z-E. But it's like Jize, which is just, it's even more hilarious when you think about it. I literally set it down and walked back around the corner and laughed my guts out. This is ridiculous, dude. Then I met a lady named Bumgardner. That's horrible. That's horrible.
Still not as bad as Sackrider.
Yeah, then her head of householder.
That's the name. I couldn't remember it last week. Her name was Hedda, first name, last name, householder. She came and wanted to go to a tour of the Hoover Dam, and I'm like, well, can I get your last name? She's like, householder. And I was like, all right. And didn't think anymore. Then she said Hedda, H-E-D-D-A. And I'm like, Hedda householder.
That's ridiculous.
That's a cruel joke by your parents.
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous. One of my roommates, his last name is DeField. So he said if he ever had kids, he'd name them So and Plow. So DeField and Plow DeField. I was like, yes, you have to do that. Of course, he's got kids illegitimately, so I didn't name him that, so whatever. Okay. Wait, you interrupted me. Okay,
sorry.
So anyway. Start working out a route you will take from your house or any other point to your target. This is done at the night, shut up, Rabbi. You will want to watch out for things like a lamp posts, blocks of well-lit houses, surfaces that may make a lot of noise, etc. You could try using a Google Maps for some extra help.
What is the difference between Google Maps?
Like, I need a Google Map from here to my 7-Eleven. You know what I mean?
But what is the difference between a regular ninja and an urban ninja?
So far, absolutely nothing, other than you have this tag thing, right?
But they don't tell you what it is.
Right. Okay, here you go. Make sure you have a direct cross. A dark blue and a dark gray are work the best. Also, take a piece of a chalk and a sticker, or stickers, or with your tag written on them to leave your tag. What? So you take chalk or stickers with your tag written on them to leave your tag. So am I supposed to get something
sack,
right?
Stupid.
Am I supposed to get a piece of chalk and write chalk on it? I don't understand what he's saying. What the hell? I wouldn't recommend a graffiti or anything of the sort, because you can get in a serious trouble. If you do, when it is dark, sneak all the way to your target, avoiding all sorts of right and sound. Leave your tag on the target. Number four. Sneak back home. It is a good idea to take a different way back than the way you came. Never return to scene of a crime.
That is all the steps to being an urban ninja, which make absolutely...
Have you popped your butt, Cherry?
No sense. Okay, here's some tips. Which I don't understand either. Use a dark clothing, but not a brack. Since it can make you stand out at night. Dark blue is better. How is black making you stand out in freaking middle of the night? Huh? It's dark, people.
Because you gotta walk under the streetlight.
I thought you were supposed to avoid that shit. You're a ninja, right? Wearing dark blue. What the hell?
That's why I pointed it out to you that there was one about the urban ninja, because I thought you could have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I try to be as silent as possible. No fucking shit. Try going the route you plan to take during the day, and try to remind things to look out for, i.e. ramps that go on your way, that go on if you walk past it. Learn a parkour. It will help you climb a wall if you have to. Watch out for cameras. We will take your picture. Watch out for street ramps and other rights, as these will instantly give you away. Try not so heavily guarded area.
What the fuck does that mean?
I have no idea.
Try not so heavily guarded area. whatever. Pray on your
post office?
But yeah, maybe, yeah. You leave a tag, whatever the hell that is. If you don't have to draw on your tag, you could just make one out of card or paper, laminate it, and tie it or stick it on your target. Now I'm laminating Well, who am I? Am I Betty Homemaker or am I a fucking ninja? Jesus.
You're head of householder.
Head of householder. What the hell? I don't understand this. Things you'll need. Dark clothing, but not black, of course. Chalk or another form of tool to write on the wall silently. Now I'm writing on walls? It didn't say anything about wall writing. And I need freaking lamination shit.
So basically, you need to be an urban ninja so you can go around and put graffiti on the walls.
Yes, and so you can be like a fucking work at Kinko's in the middle of the night. That's what this is all about.
Got it.
That's a really shitty how to be an urban ninja.
It is really shitty.
Unreal.
Here's an interesting... are you done?
Oh, wow. There's how to more? Train to be a ninja with a low budget. I should find that one.
Yeah, you should
find that. Sounds good.
Here's an interesting little article that came out. OJ's ex-girlfriend, ex now because he's in jail thanks to the wonderful people.
Oh, I thought
because
he killed her.
No, it was his ex-wife.
Oh.
OJ, his ex-girlfriend is writing a book about his
so stupid.
Apparently shitty personality. I guess she was surprised to, you know, realize what kind of an a-hole that he really is. But there's a part
he only
of him...
killed two people.
Right.
Nice guys do that all the time.
Let's see.
But he was innocent anyway.
She recalls arguments hostily and the fact that he was unfeeling. She says, after he wore her down and made her have an abortion, he refused to accompany her to the hospital. He abandoned her, left her at the curb, made her go alone, and then left for a game of golf. Well, you know, he had to find the killer.
Yeah.
And she had to get one of the associates to fetch her. Page 9 of her book, Proposal, refers to that as one of two abortions OJ made her have.
Hmm.
She writes, he constantly tore her down. He'd tell her family she was drunk or high. If she gained a few pounds, he'd belittle her, taunt her with complaining he had to turn the lights off before he could stand to make love to her because she looked so awful. He continually referred to her as Nicole. He'd compare their bodies and say Nicole's was better. Nicole was smarter. He suggested cosmetic surgery so Christine could look more like Nicole, so he could kill her. Again, a night Christine wore black, he said Nicole wore black the night of her murder. He said often that Nicole was an awful mother. He convinced Christine it was he who had been the victim. There's another one in here that says... Christine remembers one night in a restaurant when a man shouted, "Murderer, you killed two innocent people and got away with it." Like it was a joke, Simpson laughingly replied, "You're entitled to your opinion."
Wow. So, you know what the funny thing is, you know what? He's probably like a really cool guy, and like all that stuff is probably bullshit, but it'd make a good book.
Yeah.
This bitch is just trying to make some money.
I don't think it's probably bullshit.
I
think there's probably a lot of truth to it.
Yeah, there could be. But the clothes didn't fit, Jay. The gloves didn't fit.
That's right. You gotta quit.
Gotta quit. Gloves don't fit.
Yeah. Well, the gun did. The Pell Station.
Yeah. That was so stupid. Like all the things you get busted for.
You're gonna take your shit back. That's not worth anything now.
$0.
It's worth nothing. Nobody wants it.
And you're not even gonna do it legally. You know.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of the show and a very interesting 911 call I was saving. I was going to play it last week, but I'm like, no, Mike has to be here for this one because it comes straight out of Port St. Lucie.
No way.
Yeah, and it's coming
awesome.
Up.
Baby, you can
drive my car. Hey, everybody. Jamie Lee Curtis here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. What should you do to stop a friend from driving if they've been drinking? Answer, whatever it takes. Think before you drink. Designate before you celebrate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Violence, theft, drugs, graffiti. It's all part of joining a gang. In times like these, we need to protect our children and our community from gangs. Gangs often prey on unsupervised teens with low self-esteem, who perform poorly in school, who seek a sense of belonging, or are simply bored. Joining a gang often involves violent hazing rituals. Once in a gang, members can become alienated from their families, school, and friends. Drugs, guns, and malicious activity are common elements in gangs. Trying to leave a gang can be a difficult and dangerous process. The best way to get out of a gang is never to join one. Protect kids from being recruited by a gang. Know who they're hanging out with. Involve kids in after-school activities and provide positive role models. Help reduce gang activities in your community by working with local law enforcement and school systems. Don't let a kid you know get involved with gangs. Visit ncpc.org to learn more or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
You're crazy.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
They're a crazy religious cult.
Remain seated, please. Permanece sentados, por favor.
Once was a magical place, over time it was lost. First things we love come, now the fortune of the kingdom is locked up and it's subject to fall. The castle full of tracks, the core of iron set back, decoyed by OG. Now the drawbridge has been lifted as a million days up to their knees. If they all miss you again, you'll drink up every day. Golden doors are closed, I'm most about to get in. On his dead off, more disillusion.
If you're like most people, you love Chinese food. But let's face it, meat is murder. Introducing Young Vagina, the vegetarian Chinese restaurant. Young Vagina put the cum in kumquat and the bang in Bangkok. Here's Young Vagina owner and proprietor, Mr. Young.
Young Vagina tastes like chicken because juice is seared and tight. You're so hungry? We feed you long time. You love vegetarian tuna chow mein? With every order of General Tso's chicken, get free Meijiao Wang sauce in convenient squirt bottle. Once a month, special only, Red Chinese Buffet. You know poor Young Vagina. You eat out, Young Vagina. Lap it up. Yum, yum. Tangy.
Young Vagina, vegetarian restaurant.
The national anthem of this country, the Star Spangled Banner, is going to have to be rewritten very soon. Nobody sings it on on the way to work anymore. Remember the good old days? You'd pass a guy going to work.
Oh, say, can you see? Hello, Dr. Brady.
They don't do that. What's the fair way to rewrite this kind of a song? By the way, you people here, you really can't see during this bit, can you? Because the piano. Those are the goon seats. You'll find a picture and a resume under the seat. Read along. Let me update it. Put down riding and swimming, okay? What's the fair way to rewrite a song like that, a national song? Do you hire the country's most popular songwriter, what, Burt Bacharach? Let him do it? That's not fair. No, why? Let one hire a professional? You wouldn't want that song anyway. Hey, no place, it's got trees, it's got mountains. I think the fair way to rewrite the song is to hold open auditions. Put a piano, put a good piano, let everyone sound good, in a building in Washington, get a panel of judges, and hold auditions for the new national anthem. So let's go to Washington to those auditions now. Not literally, of course. I meant comedically. Listen, I said last night I said that, and 30 people went out in the alley and waited for, like, a bus to take them. And of course, there was no bus there, and I felt like a fool. All right, please be quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of you. We got to get through it. Please be quiet. Very quickly, sit down at the piano, state your name, where you're from, play your song, all right? Don't give us any titles. Please be quiet. Don't give us any titles. We'll call them all the anthem. If we like it, we'll get your title from you later, okay? State your name, where you're from, play your song. We'll stop you when we've heard enough. Let's go quickly. You're first.
First? Ted Rutherford? Dallas, Texas.
Sarasota, Florida. Ready?
Ooh,
I like the USA. Ooh, ooh, I like the USA. Ooh, it's better than Russia or China. Ooh, it's better than Yugoslavia. Thank you. Thank you.
Can the lights be changed at all? All right, it's not important. Before I sing my song, I should tell you a bit about myself. My name is Mr. Robert Bob Harmon, and I currently live and work in the very exciting city of Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm an entertainer. And you know, Vegas is a great place, an exciting place, but originally I'm from a much quieter place, a place up north, out west, a place I call Portland. What a great place it is. In one 30-square-mile radius, there's more to do than almost anywhere in the world. There's hunting and fishing and boating and camping. Get on with it! I am. It's how I get into it in the actors. It's got beautiful waterfalls and gorgeous trees, but you know, it's part of a bigger place. It's part of a country. Can you guess which country it is? No, it's not Denmark or Poland or Sweden or Rome. Get on with it! It's a lovely place I call home. I'm proud to say I've got a country. Got a country. I spell it A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
Get off the stage!
Thank you. Thank you.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am here. Mad Mike is here.
Did you know... Seriously.
What?
You can peel squash? Seriously.
You can if you want to.
That's crazy. Would you?
No. Because you don't need to.
I thought you have to.
You don't have to.
Then why would you peel the squash?
Some people don't like the peel.
What is the difference between the peel and the inside? You don't have to peel it. It's not like a banana.
I don't peel it. I eat the whole thing.
That's gross.
Why are we talking about that? Anyway, we have a 911 call. It's a two-parter.
Two parts?
But the reason I'm playing
that
it...
That means it's more than one part.
Yes. The reason I'm playing it is it's not only from Port St. Lucie.
Yeah.
But it's also a story out of Port St. Lucie and a guy with a gun. We talked about, when you called in last week during the show... I had mentioned to you that you had mentioned before that all these people in Port St. Lucie, they use swords, sandwiches, chili, whatever they can find.
Everything but guns.
Anything but guns. Apparently, this guy had a gun.
This guy listened to the show.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a big...
And he's all...
Something we should promote.
Yeah, he's like, oh, damn.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That must be like the smartest guy in the world.
Yeah. So, check this out.
911, do you need police, fire, ambulance?
I need you to please come. My brother's drunk and he took out a knife. Please come now.
Has he cut anybody? Ma'am?
He's thirsty and he touched a 12-year-old. Please come now.
Okay, I'm going to send someone.
Ma'am? Yes? He took out a knife and my parents are out there.
How old is your brother?
43.
Old brother.
And he's been drinking? Ma'am, you said he's been drinking?
What?
He's been drinking?
Yes.
Has he cut
anybody yet? Is he threatening you?
Yes, please.
I'm sending someone right now. What's your name?
I can't hear you. He's yelling.
Okay, what's your name?
Miami.
What is it?
Manny, his name is Manny. Please come.
Okay, just stay on the phone with me, okay?
The hell's her name?
His name is Manny. That's what
you
she thought.
You did it, unless she's lying. She don't know you. Why would she lie?
Ma'am?
You don't know me, okay?
What's your brother's name?
You don't know.
Spell it for me.
M-A-N-N-Y.
Manny, okay?
It's a regular.
Does he say Caligula?
Do you have any type of medication?
Yes.
Yeah,
beer.
I don't
know why. I don't care.
Does he have a history of doing this?
Yes. That's why his girls were taken away.
Has he ever hurt anyone before?
He says that on June 16 he's going to die, and I think he wants to take us with him.
Weird. I just thought it has a gun.
It's two parts.
Oh. This one was just him warming up.
Yeah, this is him warming up. This is the
He's just getting started. That's round one. Ding, ding.
Yeah. This is part two.
I don't hear him anymore. Is he?
Hold on.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. No problem. Hold on. Hold on. Mm-hmm. You go ahead.
Shh. Rocky.
Oh, here's something. Sounds like George Lopez.
His ex-wife. He's talking to her on the phone.
He's talking to the woman that left the house.
Does he still have a knife in his hand?
Okay, so, no. I want her to hear. Don't tell me what to do.
Uh-oh.
Abby, he's saying...
Does he still have a knife in his hand? Ma'am?
Yes?
Can you see if he has a knife in his hand still?
No, I can't. He's locked up in the room. Mami, vaya, abre la puerta.
He's locked up in the room. She said, please.
Okay, man, it looks like I've got an officer that should be there.
Come in, cop.
Where's there's a gun?
Man.
Did you put it back?
Ma'am?
Is that a gun?
Yes.
You don't need a gun.
Are you with the officer
somebody
now?
Talk to him. No, put it back.
Are you with the officer, ma'am?
Oh, excuse me. I was just trying to be...
Ma'am, is that the officer?
So, he pulls a gun.
Ah.
The cops... end up shooting him and killing the guy.
Oh, my God.
The gun that the guy pulled out was a BB gun.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All that over a BB gun, yeah.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
Idiot. See, he still didn't even get it right. God.
Well, he was close.
He was close enough. Close enough for Point St. Lucie.
Yeah, he was. Right? I'm not convinced. I told you that Krista had a friend that she works with who is from Florida,
right.
And she claims that that's a rich place to live. It's like Summerlin here in Vegas. And
it's got to be.
But there's too much bullshit.
That's why it's got to be nothing but rich people, because rich people are the people who cause bullshit.
Yeah, but hitting people,
they're idiots.
You know, the sandwiches, and I just...
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it must be a mixture between, like, rich people and, like, North Town, you know, everybody's got a North Town, you know, or a South Central, you know.
Yeah,
everybody's got one, you know, and that must be there. I'm sure there's a place in Port St. Lucie
.net.
That we're getting all this stuff
from. Homepage? Are you talking about a random?
Okay, this isn't a 911 call, but it's an audio call of a guy calling like a computer tech.
If you want my body. And you think I'm sexy, come on, you let me know. You were saying?
He calls in because he's having some computer issues, so he calls tech support. And apparently doesn't like the way that things are going. So this is him being very irate about it.
What page are you talking about, sir?
There's only one page.
Actually, the web has many pages, sir.
There's only one page that comes up once it's accessed.
So when you get connected, you double-click on the C icon to get connected. Is that correct?
Why are you condescending to me?
I'm just trying to get information.
Why are you condescending to me?
I'm merely trying to gain information. This is a pretty straightforward,
simple thing. You double-click on it, brings up an opening page. Okay? It's very simple. It brings up an opening page. And from that page,
let me go ahead and clear this up a little bit. If you continue to yell, I will release this call.
What is your name again?
My name is Joe.
What's your last name, Joe?
I can't give you a last name.
Well, I gave you mine. My name is Roger.
Uh-huh.
You have my information. Why don't you release your information?
I cannot give you my information.
And why is that?
Purposes.
Why is that?
Security purposes, sir.
What security?
Security purposes, sir. I cannot give you my last name for security purposes.
You have my information.
If you,
you have a whole bunch of my information.
Sir, if you continue.
You have a whole bunch of my information, Joe.
If you continue to yell, I will release this.
Hey, I'm your customer, remember that?
Sir, if you continue to yell, I will
release this. You fucked me some information about this system.
Sir, let me go ahead and clarify this one more time. I apologize.
Hey, this is a fucking information, you son of a bitch!
Sir, I will not allow you to cuss at me.
Fuck you, you motherfucker!
I think that guy's better than Monte Carlo.
I know, right?
Because Danny Gans died. He was upset about it.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Jesus.
That guy's angry. You got my information.
Joe.
Joe.
I hate people who do that. Well, what's your last name? Like it's their fault that you're an idiot. You know what I mean? I like how people just do that. Oh, no. It's your fault that I'm an idiot, so I'm going to blame you.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, dude.
You're listening to the Rock and Comedy Show.
You're listening to... I got to tell you this really quick.
Okay.
This lady, right at the pool, just dropped like a sack of potatoes. Older lady. Boosh! Hit her head out cold, right? She was a big woman, okay? A bunch of security come running around her. Are you okay? Are you okay? So, I can't get up. So like, okay, we're going to help you sit up, ma'am. It took 5 security officers to get her up. And they got her about halfway when the ones that were pulling started to slip. And she started to go back down. It took 5 security guards to get her into an upright position. And it took 2 security guards to prop her up, to keep her upright. While they were holding her up, she required a large trash bag to vomit in. A large trash bag, not like a grocery bag, a huge hefty sack of vomit started coming out of it. And the trash bag is clear in the middle of the lobby. There's this fat lady being propped up by 2 security guards holding a trash bag full of vomit that's clear. Priceless. You can't ask for better entertainment than that. It was awesome. They wound up wheeling her out in a stretcher.
Are you sure she just didn't see Halbreth?
Could have been. It could have been. I think that's what it was. But it took 8 people to get her onto the stretcher. And the funniest part is, the fire department showed up first with like a little stretcher, and they went, oh, dude, this is not going to happen. They had to wait for the actual medic, dude. Oh, priceless. Yeah, you couldn't beat that. There was vomit all over the place, dude. Vomit everywhere.
Did they have to close down the pool and put, like, hazmat suits on?
No, because she did it not in the pool. She did it right next to the concierge desk. Like, right in front.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was literally, I watched this whole thing happen. I was there. I had front row seats. I had popcorn. I was watching this lady spew vomit left and right. She filled a trash bag full of vomit. There's a party in her mouth, and everybody was vomiting. Seriously, it was gross.
So she might have drank all the ingredients for vomit?
I think she drank. She seriously drank every ingredient for vomit.
I like that.
Yeah. So what do we got here?
Apparently this guy just goes absolutely freaking crazy.
Thank you for calling Amtrak Benefit Services. My name is Kim. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to the manager, please.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to transfer you over to Sherman. Hold on one moment.
Oh, good.
Okay, that's not the manager I want. I want your office manager. And there is a note in my file stating that I am to be connected to her.
Who would that be then, sir?
My name is Mark Hurd. And she is above. She is the boss.
But I don't know who
like
that
Jesus?
Is.
You don't know who your bosses are. She works. She runs your office.
Okay, sir. I have Sherman, and that is my manager.
No, I don't want your manager. I want the office manager, the woman who runs
we don't have an office manager.
Yes, you do. I've spoken to her. She is above Rita.
Okay, this is a new office, sir. We don't have a Rita in this office. Okay, as of 1-1-0-3, we've moved to a new office, and there is no Rita here.
Well, I want to speak to Sherman's boss. Thank you.
Okay, Sherman is the only one that's available.
Well, I'm sorry. I want to speak to Sherman's boss.
Sir, available.
I will call Amtrak.
Sir, I would be more than happy to transfer you to Sherman.
I do not want to speak to a supervisor. I want to speak to the person who runs that office.
And that would be Sherman, sir.
That is not Sherman.
Oh, my God,
sir,
dude.
I don't think you're understanding.
Get your fucking manager now!
Sir?
Do you understand me? You! Not Sherman! The office manager! You!
You yell at me and use that word with me again, sir. I will go to this call. Do
yeah,
not
you do
scream
it, honey.
At me like that again and use that F word.
Fuck!
Click. Done.
Done, sir.
What an idiot.
Freaking terminated.
I don't want to speak to shit. I want to speak to whoever's the Rita's boss. Oh, fucking, we get people like that all the time, too.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to speak to your boss! Well,
okay.
There you go.
That's so, Scanlon.
It's over there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for Not in the News,
sweet.
Port St. Lucie edition.
Port St. Lucie style.
It was just too good to pass up.
All
the stories I was pulling, they were from Port St. Lucie.
Yeah,
this like,
place is so ridiculous.
Sometimes it just has to be.
It's meant to be. It's like destiny and deviled eggs.
And speaking of Port St. Lucie, 2-3 months ago, we did the story about the 14-year-old that escaped left the mental institution and was walking down the street.
And went swimming, right?
No, he went walking down the street with his dog. And,
oh, and kicked it.
And the woman saw him, and she immediately knew
something
was peculiar. And that, of course, has been a catchphrase that we've been using now through a lot of the stories. He immediately knew something was peculiar. Like the statement. And, it's now available on a Crazy J t-shirt. If you head on over to the official Crazy J store, cafepress.com/CrazyJ, it's there. It's ready for you.
It's available.
It is available.
Awesome.
You can buy your official I immediately knew something was peculiar t-shirt.
Sweet.
Gotta check that out. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have Not in the News.
All right.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp. It's
just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs, or put in a programmable thermostat,
how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now and tuck away more resources for later.
You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD. There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on, and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The world is spinning too fast. I'm finally tying my shoes to keep myself together to the days I tried to lose. My mama said to slow down, you must wear your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music. I'm going to live in a happy mood.
trouble continued to brew. It was a time for action and a time for words. On a hot July night in 1776, Benjamin Franklin was aroused from his work by the call of destiny.
Hey, you in there, Ben?
Who's that, Sylvia?
It's the call of destiny.
Come on, take a look through the curtains there.
It's Tom Jefferson.
What, again? Well, it's no good, I'll have to let him in. I'm coming.
Hi, Ben.
Tom?
You got a minute?
Well, to tell you the truth, we were just going out of town for the weekend.
But it's only Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned.
What does that got to do with anything, Franklin?
I don't know. It's the first thing that came into my head. I was making conversation. An idle brain is the devil's playground, you know.
So you're pretty good at that, aren't
you? Yeah, there's some new wise sayings I just made up.
Wise sayings?
I call them wise sayings.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I do for
you? Well, I got this petition here. I've been circulating around the neighborhood. I kind of thought you'd like to sign it. It's called the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I heard about that. Sounds a little suspect, if you ask me.
What do you mean, suspect?
Well, you're advocating the overthrow of the British government by force and violence, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but we've had it with that royal jazz.
Who'd we?
Well, all the guys.
Who'd all the guys?
Oh, George, Jim Madison, Alex Hamilton, Johnny Adams, you know, all the guys.
The lunatic fringe.
Oh, they are not.
Wild-eyed radicals. Professional liberal, don't kid me.
Oh, you call George Washington a wild-eyed radical?
Washington, I didn't see his name on there.
No, but he promised to sign it.
Oh, yeah, that's George for you. Talks up a storm with him wooden teeth. Can't shut him off. When it comes time to put the name on the old parchment or Rooney, try and find.
Hey, what are you so surly about today?
Surly to bed and surly to rise.
Oh, all right. Let's knock off the one-line jokes and sign the petition. What do you say, huh, fella?
Yeah, let me skim down it here. When in the course of human events, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
That's pursuit of happiness.
Well, all your S's look like F's, Jim.
Oh, it's stylish. Oh, it's in. It's very in.
Oh, well, if it's in. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, solemnly publish and declare that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and so on. A little overboard, isn't it?
Well,
you write this?
Yeah, I knocked it out. It's just a first draft, you know.
Well, I tell you, why don't you leave it with me and I'll mail it in,
huh? Oh, come on.
Oh, I tell you, Tom, let me say this, I'm with you in spirit. I'm sure you understand that, but, you know, I got to play it conservative. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I got the printing business going pretty good. Almanac made Book of the Month. And then I got the inventions, you know. Got pretty good distribution on the stoves now. And, of course, every Saturday evening, I bring out the mag.
The what?
Magazine.
Oh. Oh, that reminds me. That artist I sent by, did you look at his stuff?
You mean the Rockwell boy? Skinny kid with the pipe?
Yeah, that's a kid.
Yeah, I glanced at it, and he's too far out for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you got to play it safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But getting back to the signing of the petition, how about it, huh?
Well,
it's a harmless paper.
Oh, sure, harmless. I know how these things happen. You go to a couple of harmless parties, sign a harmless petition, forget all about it. 10 years later, you get hauled up before a committee. No, thank you. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life writing in Europe.
Oh, come on.
Come on what?
Come on and put your name on the dotted line.
I got to be particular what I sign.
It's just a piece of paper.
Just a piece of paper, that's what you say.
Come on and put your signature on the list.
It looks to have a very subversive twist.
How silly to assume it. Won't you non de plume it today? You're so skittish. Who possibly could care if you do?
The Un-British Activities Committee, that's who.
Let's have a little drinko and fill the quill.
It sounds a little pinko to me, but still.
Knock off the timid manner if you want a banner to raise.
Banner to raise.
You must take,
I must take
a stand
for this brave
new land, for who wants
to live
so concerned, but derivative, I know he don't disagree, but a man can't be too careful what he signs these days.
Well, if I sign it, will you renew your subscription?
Yeah, if you promise not to keep throwing it on the roof. If it isn't on the roof, it's in the rose bushes or in the mud.
My eyesight isn't what it used to be, you know. Besides, it's hard to hit the porch from a horse.
Now, come on. All we want to do is hold a few truths to be self-evident.
You sure it's not going to start a revolution or anything?
Trust me.
Okay, give it to me. You got a quill on you?
Here you are.
Huh? Look at that show-off Hancock, will you? Pretty flamboyant signature for an insurance man.
Ah, you did a good thing, Ben. You won't be sorry. Now, if I can just get another 3 or 4 guys, we'll be all set.
Well, I tell you one thing.
What's that?
You better get them to sign it in the next couple of days before they all take off for the 4th of July weekend.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. And, you know, I've been having some fun with Twitter lately.
Yeah.
You heard about what I did, about going on to text messages last night and just making it seem like I was having this huge night of just drunken debauchery. Yeah. Well, one of my followers now on Twitter is Turbo Man Bear. And,
good old Turbo.
The first post that he puts up today sounded very gay.
It does.
It says, tossed up some salad, now just waiting for the big slab of red meat.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. He said, tossed up some salad.
Just waiting for that hunk of meat now.
Could it get any gayer than that? Oh, I think so.
I think it can.
Because his second post reads, going rollerblading, non-blading suckers can lick the bear.
Going rollerblading, non-blading suckers can lick the bear.
Like, I just had to share it because I know he listens every week. So
it's like this.
Welcome
if
to the world
of Twitter.
If you
can post something and a 2-year-old can laugh at it, it's probably gay.
Toss up some salad. Now just waiting for that big slab of meat.
Nice. Oh my gosh, dude. Do you remember? Okay. I don't know what everybody has a cable company, right? And their respective cities and nations and worlds and universes. Ours here in Vegas is called Cox.
Right.
C-O-X. Cox. They were running an advertisement on the Las Vegas Athletic Club screen that was about how Cox is going to change your world. And its last statement is, Cox is coming. Are you ready?
Nice.
Like 9 times a day. Cox is coming. I was like, okay. Nice, cable company.
Nice.
Could you have a worse fucking name? Wiener? Wiener is coming.
Wiener.
I have Wiener Cable. But that's really its name, Cox Cable.
Yeah.
Really it.
Well, they're in California, too. I guess they're all over the place.
What, Cox?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we should call Turbo Man Bear.
Yes, call him.
Let's do it.
Let's see, what are you doing right now?
We'll take a break, and we'll set it up.
Let's do the news.
Do the news, and then we'll call him?
Yeah.
All right.
Get the news out of the way. Then we'll ring him. Well, ring a ding, ding, a ding, ding, I'll hang him.
He might be sleeping, though. He gets up early.
That's right, yeah. We might have to wait till
We'll do it next week.
We'll set him up.
We'll get Turbo Man Bear on there.
We'll get him.
Turbo Man Bear.
You know what we should do? We should do a video prank on him.
A video prank?
Yeah.
Well, let's not talk about it on the air.
I mean, we should go and eat some Subway tomorrow.
Speaking of Turbo Man Bear.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So, maybe
I'll call some fellows.
Maybe I will call him.
Oh, yes. I just found out there's this great hotel in town called the Blue Moon.
The blue moon.
We should tell it color.
The blue moon.
The blue moon, for all those people out there, is a complete 100,000,000% gay hotel.
I had a guy come up to the desk and ask me if...
Girl.
What the hell? Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was like, where is the Blue Moon Resort from here? I was like, well, it's off Sahara, sir. He goes, do you even know what that is? I was like, yes.
I hope you do.
Yeah. Hopefully you know what it is, sir.
Didn't some guy ask if you could direct him to a place where he could get male ejaculate on his face?
Yes.
Where? Awesome. That's fucking
And it
weird.
Was so funny because Ben was getting ready to go to lunch, but prior to that he said, every time you leave this desk, the weirdest people come up to me. So he goes to lunch, and the guy comes back and he goes, this might be a really out there question. I said, all right, you know, we hear it all. So yeah. Nothing really phases you too much. And he was like, well, I'm just wondering where I could go to have a man ejaculate all over my face. I said, well, besides Scanlan's house.
Yeah, besides Scanlan's house.
You could, you could try the old bookstores.
Yeah.
You could go to the Green Door.
The Green Door.
Maybe the Red Rooster.
The left around.
Yeah, check out some of the all gay spas.
That reminds me. There's another thing happening. You know they're talking about opening up a Wet and Wild here in town?
They're moving. Yeah, the old one got dumped. And
yeah, they're talking about putting it in Pahrump.
That's a good place for it.
Well, you know, the parents got to have a place to drop their kids off before they go get a hooker. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
What the hell are you doing putting let's put a kiddie park next to a bunch of prostitutes. That's smart.
Yeah.
You know? Well, maybe that means just at least the hookers will be a little more fresh.
Right.
That's good. Chlorine kills germs, right?
Yes.
That's good. I wonder if it can kill chlamydia. I hear that prostitutes get that a lot.
Right.
And that's not... That is a soup. I have seen it on the shelves. Are you playing this or what?
I'm setting it up. Keep talking.
I can't talk anymore. He's right now... He's currently, like, noodling around.
I got it.
Are you set or what?
I had to... I lost the CD. You know, it was skipping the music that I played for the news. It was in really bad shape. Yeah. So I downloaded several versions. It's called the Yakety Sax. It's actually the theme from the old Benny Hill show.
Oh.
So I had to go in and download it. And they had like 8 versions of it.
What the hell?
None of them are the one that I used to use. So,
wow.
I found one last week that we used, and it was actually somewhat decent. So.
So the music has officially changed, is what you're telling me?
It's still the same song. It's just a different version of it.
How is it different?
Well, you're going to hear it.
All right.
God. Give me a sec.
I can't.
All right.
See,
right now.
I'm already ready already.
Shut up.
This guy.
Here we go. We've got
so
the news.
Professional. I'm trying to do a professional radio show right now. I know music. Great. Where is it? Can you hear it? I can't hear it.
I haven't started it yet.
Oh.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
See?
Yeah.
You like that?
Is that a piccolo I hear?
Looking crazy.
Oh, shit. That's better than the news.
I thought you might like it. All right, all these stories except for the last one are from Port St. Lucie.
All but the last. Huh?
The last story is so fucking funny, you'll probably get out of your chair and walk out of the room.
Oh, dude, awesome.
Just because of the final sentence of the story.
Really?
And it's only like 3 sentences long, but it's freaking
nice.
Hilarious. A 27-year-old man who allegedly threw a television at his child's mother and put her in a headlock before dragging her sister out of the home. Yeah. Oh, no. I'll do it. Oh,
are you messing stuff up?
Yeah, it's me. Here we go.
I've given this country what it has long needed.
Oh, there we go.
A good 10-cent drunk.
Oh, that's right. He pulled her out of the home, and he's now facing charges, according to his arrest affidavit. James K. Hunt's girlfriend reportedly woke Hunt up to ask for money.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
And she said he began to show his rage.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The affidavit states the girlfriend reportedly was going to the store with her sister and 8-month-old child. Hunt allegedly started pushing and shoving his girlfriend. He hurled a television at her before getting her in a headlock so she could not breathe.
Let go of me. I think you're bruising my neck, mate.
The victim's sister tried to get Hunt to stop, and he started up with her, pushing and dragging her outside.
Oh my God, this is like Nightmare Central.
The lady showed investigators a mop bucket that reportedly was thrown at them.
Oh my God.
They alleged he threw 2 additional televisions. Like, these TVs are just laying around.
Yeah, where are they? Yeah. What the hell is he going
to do? They're just along the sidewalk as you're going to the store. Like, where the fuck are these TVs?
I want to live in this place.
But yet it's a rich town.
Yeah, it's a rich town. That's why the TVs is everywhere. You know, Nito.
The ladies showed investigators a mop bucket that reportedly was thrown at them. They also alleged he threw 2 additional televisions. The baby was strapped to the car seat in the vehicle at the time.
People who do that should be arrested.
Well, he was. Hunt was arrested on felony battery charges and 2 misdemeanor battery charges.
I'm totally innocent of any wrongdoing. Yeah. And I know these terrible allegations will all be proven false.
Isn't it Michael Jackson?
That is. A Port St. Lucie man accused of stalking a 15-year-old girl in September of 2006 pleads no contest.
Lucky.
You know, Michael Jackson died.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
No, I mean, he just died, though.
But yeah, last week.
No, it's like... Just now.
No, not just now.
He died just now.
No, he didn't. He died last week.
He called me before he died.
did he?
Yeah, he told me, I'm going to die about 11:30. I'm dying. I said, okay, I'll make sure Jay knows.
Poor St. Lucie man was accused of stalking a 15-year-old girl in September of 2006, pleaded no contest.
He's dead.
To charges of attempted false imprisonment and attempted interference with child custody, and was sentenced to a year of house arrest.
He's pretty dead.
Mark Didymonkis, 55, who was guilty of 2 felonies by Circuit Judge Dan Vaughn, also was sentenced to 3 years of probation after the house arrest. An indecent exposure charge was dropped after his plea deal.
Lucky.
He's really dead.
Port St. Lucie County Sheriff's officials say Didymonkis followed the girl from her bus stop, driving by her 3 times in a small white car, smiling and just saying hello.
Oh my, look where my hand is. It's in a very naughty place.
The teen was frightened and ran home to tell her mother. Detectives said they received 3 similar reports about the same type of a man in a white car following girls from their bus stop.
See, that's how you know. That's how you know Michael Jackson is dead. Girls are being molested now.
You know, if I was Farrah Fawcett, I would be pissed.
I know.
She died in the morning, and he died in the afternoon, and stole her thunder.
Stole all of her thunder.
What the hell was that about? That's crazy, but we're not talking about that.
And then the pitch man tried to updo them all.
They die in 3, but he threw in an extra for 1995.
That's great.
A Botan Beach man was arrested on felony charges. This is what I'm talking about. This town... This town is fucking crazy, felony, full of freaks.
Yeah, and everything's a felony there.
Everything.
They don't do anything that's not a felony. In Port St. Lucie, they go right to the juicy stuff.
Yes,
they don't fuck around.
A Boynton Beach man was arrested on felony charges after being suspected of performing a lewd act in front of a nude girl.
First of all, I want you all to give yourselves a big hand for just being here.
Of course he's playing with himself. He's watching a naked girl.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
Did she know that he was there? I think that's the key here.
You'll like this name. Whitlet Tufe Chevron 23 faces a lewd and lavish exhibition charge in connection with the alleged November incident at a home in Central Port St. Lucie.
That's right.
I don't think I like, nor do I completely understand what you're getting at.
The girl, whose age was immediately clear from records release, said Chevron told her to take off her clothes and get on the floor.
Dirty, dirty girl.
Nice.
He then removed his clothes and performed a lewd act in front of her.
Now, right. Maybe you got all day to pound your meat, okay? Some of us don't.
Police started investigating after the girl made allegations in January to her fourth grade teacher.
Never lay your hands on me again.
So this guy just told her to get naked and lay on the floor. But how old was she?
They didn't...
Something about the fourth grade teacher?
Yeah, well, they didn't say. They said that her age wasn't immediately clear from records release. So obviously she's pretty young.
Yeah, it must be. And the guy just performed...
But she was naked. Why is she naked?
Well, the guy told her to.
But not the first time. He's performing a lewd act in front of a nude girl.
Yeah, why does it say that?
The girl, whose age wasn't immediately cleared from release, said Chevron told her to take off her clothes and get on the floor. He then removed his clothes and performed a lewd act in front of her. This was like, I think he did it more than once.
Weird.
It's Port St. Lucie.
Who knows, dude?
Police arrested a Fort Pierce mother for not providing adequate supervision for her four-year-old son.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Jennifer Orzoco, 35, faces a felony charge of child neglect without great harm in connection with the child's disappearance. She was released on $2,500 bond. Orzoco said she left her home for work and left her young son with his 14-year-old sibling and a neighbor, 18, both whom were sleeping, according to an arrest report. Orzoco said she called twice from work, but the calls went straight to voicemail.
How could this happen? How could you humiliate me this way? I'm ashamed to be your mother.
The teens called and texted Orzoco when they couldn't find the boy. Orzoco told police she had to wait for a supervisor to relieve her from the register before she could call back. After returning those calls, she called 911.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about 911.
The child was found at a friend's house after an exhaustive half-hour search, according to Audrey V. Moore, Fort Pierce Police Public Information Officer. Police patrol units and detectives were joined by the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office deputies. A helicopter and Coast Guard were looking for the child. That's a lot of people.
Wow.
Looking for this kid. The arrest report notes that Orzoco did not wake either of the teens to take care of the child, who had the ability to access the outdoors and a nearby body of water.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
A neighbor who saw the child leave with an unknown white male provided officers with the information that led to the recovery of the child. This is the actual story about the gentleman with the gun. The officers were told Manuel Salvador, known as Manny Morales Jr., had been drinking, had a knife, and planned to kill himself and everyone else in the house.
I am depressed.
Officer Albert P. Ricardi and Matthew Cuba heard Morales, 44, yelling behind a locked bedroom door, saying he had a shotgun and that they shouldn't come in.
You better start packing a handgun.
Fearing for Morales' safety, the officers forced their way in. This is the part we didn't get to hear. Forced their way in, finding Morales pointing a rifle at them. Cuba fired his taser. That's right. But hit Morales with one of the two prongs, and it wasn't effective, said Ricardi, who shot Morales twice with his .40 caliber pistol. That's right.
Wow.
Shoot him, Daddy. Shoot him at once.
That's how Police Chief Donald Shimonen said it all went down. Fatal shooting of Morales happened, the first detailed account of the incident since then. That's right.
Say you're sorry when you shoot someone. Say you're sorry when you step on someone's toe or you
accidentally break their glasses or you fart while they're eating it. You don't say you're sorry when you shoot someone!
What's that from?
The rifle turned out to be a BB gun that resembles a lever-action rifle. They're pretty confident at this point that it is a justified shooting. They had to make a split-second decision, and I believe they made the right one, Shimon said. When they forced open the door, they were confronted with a guy 10 feet away pointing a long-term rifle at them. He repeatedly told them as he had a shotgun, and he was ready for them to enter.
Yeah.
That's right. I was making a list.
Doesn't anyone listen to one damn word I say?
That's right.
Wow.
We have one more story from Port St. Lucie. It's a pretty good one, actually.
They're all good.
I love it.
A man allegedly snoozing in a van while a bottle of beer in the driver's side cup holder faces a series of charges after investigators turned up several bags of marijuana.
Oh, man.
Police found Jameson Laurent, 22, asleep after a man called 911 about 3:30 in the morning, and he noticed a van parked behind his home. A 16-ounce bottle of Budweiser was in the driver's side cup holder, and the keys were in the ignition.
Who helps parents care for their children?
Laurent woke up and was asked what he was doing behind the home. He said he got all fucked up.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
And went behind the home to sober up. He couldn't remember where he was and said that the van belongs to some dude on 29th Street.
That's hilarious.
That's right.
Some dude. Oh, man.
Laurent was arrested on trespassing charges, though additional charges came Laurent's way after he kept digging in his pockets.
I won't ask.
Yeah. Police found dozens of empty clear baggies and several baggies of marijuana on the ground. In addition to the trespassing charge, Laurent also was arrested on a felony possession of marijuana with the intent to sell charge and misdemeanor charges of possession of drug paraphernalia and resisting an officer's without violence, if you can believe all that.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing.
Of course you are. And our final story.
Here it is.
So good. It's so good that you have to say that it's definitely the kicker story of the week.
How's that for a topper?
Yeah. State police said there was a moving violation in Mercer County when a cow wandered onto Route 208 in Springfield Township shortly before midnight.
A cow.
There it was. Struck by a car driven by Paul McConnell on Mercer Street. The 1995 Subaru Legacy was disabled by the crash. But Mr. McCowell, he was not injured. The part.
Holy crap.
This is the greatest part. As for the cow... It is unknown because she left the scene of the accident heading northbound.
Well, it's been thrilling. Now, if you'll excuse me.
I love it.
Anybody catch that cow's license plate?
As for the cow, it's unknown because she left the scene of the accident heading northbound.
Heading northbound. Whoa, Nelly. Wow.
That's why that one had to be. It had to be the end.
It was a hit and run from a cow.
From a cow.
Damn. I've never heard of that happening before.
No, this is a great story. A moving violation.
Wow.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we've got a how-to and a nitpick and all kinds of stuff. So we've got it. We'll be right back after this.
Mr. Crazy J.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Parents are probably idiots, too.
You idiot!
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin... And that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
No. let's write our pain across the sky. What?
Show.
That's so crazy.
It's awesome. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. Sitting next to me is my good buddy, my co-host, Mr. Mad Mike.
Mad Mike in the house.
His house.
So,
I'm sorry. It's so funny.
So
we've got a how-to.
We do.
That bitch was awesome.
Is it? I'm probably drunk, huh? drunk. I look drunk in just about every picture.
I know.
The funniest part is, in about two-thirds of them, I am drunk.
We really wish you were there the other night when we went to LAX and we went to Playboy Club.
Oh, dude, that was so fun.
You know, you didn't even ask me about Operation Mandy.
What is that?
Remember, Mandy at the bear pool?
Who's that?
The cocktail server that usually takes care of us.
Do I know her?
Yes, you've met her several times. The one that you think is Rebecca.
Who's Rebecca? Oh, Rebecca! Oh, how is she? It's been a while.
It has been a while, yeah.
Yeah, Rebecca, how's she doing? So how'd that go?
Mandy's fine.
Yeah? How did it go? Operation Rebecca.
Operation Mandy.
Yeah, sure.
Her name is Mandy.
Yeah, sure it is.
That's
your opinion.
That's her name.
Yeah, sure opinion.
Things went well.
It did?
It did.
How did it go?
I just said it went well.
They didn't tell me anything. That means Jack squat. Jack left town.
Well, let's just start by saying that you know, Mandy is, she's hot. And she's the type of girl that I would never have gone to pursue after she's out of my league. I'm like,
dude, yeah, way. I can't think of
I think
way
anybody
she
that sat in the cabana, out of the league. But the first time we went to the pool, she was really cool. She was super, super nice. Then we go back to the bear pool, and I'm waiting for everyone to arrive. So she comes up and starts talking to me. And come to find out, you know, she has an avid love of scary movies. You know?
Similar tastes.
And then she proceeds to say that she, you know, I might find this a little odd that she's the world's biggest Friday the 13th fan. And I was like, well, unless you have a 6'5" Jason Voorhees in your house that moves and throws a machete at you, I got you beat.
Yeah.
So we start talking about different scary movies, and we love a lot of the same scary movies, Sleepaway Camp, and just the cheesy...
Good Morning, like, Vietnam. Yeah.
Yeah, anything with Robin Williams. But, so she was like, you know what a perfect date night would be with you? And I said, what's that? She's like, coming over watching scary movies and just eating pepperoni pizza. I'm like, where has this chick been my whole life?
I know,
loves,
right?
Scary movies, loves Friday the 13th, loves Captain and Coke.
Yeah.
And loves Friday and loves Friday
to eat 13th pizza.
And pepperoni pizza. So this is like, this is 5 for 5, right?
Right.
So she comes over. We just had, you know, had a great time watching a couple scary movies, ate the pizza, and then we set up that we were going to go to a show.
Right.
And we're going to do a flight over the strip in a helicopter, and she didn't show.
No call, no show.
No call, no nothing. And I'd left several calls with her, and
she's fired. No call, no show.
So I was kind of like... You know, if I pursued her, it would be...
Different.
It would be different.
Yeah.
But she gives me her number, says, call me, you know, we set it up. And
she made all
so
the
So I
initial.
Have to say, I was, you know, I was kind of bummed because she's hot.
Yeah, dude, she's pretty banging.
Hot. She's hot. And so I was kind of, you know, I was kind of in a slump for like a week, you know, because I was really excited, you know.
Oh.
You know? And so all the guys that go to the bear pool with us, like Mark and Andy and... this particular time, my friend Chuck, that I hadn't seen in like 11 years, was out at the bear pool. So now he's part of Operation Mandy. Steve was there, and had a couple other people. Well, Adam's the first one to go up into the hot tub area because she normally works in the level that we get, but she's working up into the higher one. So Adam goes up there and he's hanging out in the hot tub, and it takes maybe 5-10 minutes before she realizes that he's there, and she says, oh, my God, Adam, how are you? And he's like, I'm good. And
that's cool. She recognized him.
And then you know, Steve goes up there, and she goes, oh, is everyone here today? And he goes, everybody. And she's like, even Jay? Now, she hadn't called or returned a call in like 2 weeks. So, and I was like, whatever. I don't
whatever.
Care. And he goes, well, yeah, you know, if it wasn't for Jay, none of us would be here.
Right, yeah.
So she was like, oh, so she... After about being there for 3 hours, makes her way down to our section, and it's like
Rebecca's very slow.
Like, gives us a hug and say, "I'm so sorry, you know, my mom got real sick and I left and you know I was like, oh, so cell phones don't work in North Carolina?
Yeah,
you know,
much.
Like or wherever it was that she went for a week and a half, and so she you know she apologized whatever, and so Adam made it. You know, clear, when you leave, wait about 2 hours and send her a text message and see if she responds to it. So I sent her this text message, hey, we should, because they all made it seem, oh, you're really missing out. You know, Jay takes us, you know, he's taking us to the Grand Canyon in a helicopter.
Yeah,
all this stuff.
Playboy.
Going to nightclubs and blah, blah, blah. So I go home. I wait like 2-3 hours, and I send this text message. Hey, we're looking to check out this show next week. Maybe you'd want to come. You know, we're also going to, you know, have a little get-together for my birthday. Within 20 minutes, she sends a text message. Absolutely. So I was like, all right. So I tested the waters again, waited a couple of days, sent her text message out last night, said, hey, what's up? And it opened up this whole conversation.
Huh.
So things, you know, it's awesome.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
We'll just see if she shows up now.
Can bet, yeah. That's always the kicker.
And, oh, that was the thing. I go, you know, I had it all set up. We were going to go check out this new show. You said you were going to meet me after work at Planet Hollywood. And she goes, oh, I didn't know that was a set deal. I'm like, look, when you say I'll meet you there after work, that's a pretty set deal. When I call you 3 times to go, hey, where are you? I'm waiting. I have the tickets. And you don't call back. When you get 3 calls, that's usually a sign.
Yeah.
It's a set deal.
Yeah.
But, I
well, see, that's why normally on the first date, I just gag and bound them. You know? That way I don't really have to worry about their not showing up for the second one, you know? They're already there. You know?
Right.
It works out pretty good until they escape. That's funny. Because, you know, I got to go to work.
Right.
You know, and somebody just falls for their little innocent look and lets them go. It's ridiculous. It happens to me every time. Needless to say, you know, I'm still single.
Yeah. How's that working out for you?
Yeah, it's working.
All right, well, let's do it. It's time for a Nick pick. That's funny. And let's bring him up. All right, Nick. It's time for your pick. No tricks this week. No how-tos, because
definitely not.
Mike's here.
I don't want to get reamed.
That's right. He wasn't. I told you he wasn't going to be happy.
Well, he wasn't really too happy.
That's right. All right. So, what is it? What is it this week? What is our pick?
I was thinking. Rob Thomas.
Okay.
Rob Thomas came out with a new album. It came out June 30th. So it was like last week. But, primarily songwriter and leader singer, Matchbox 20. He's been featured in a few Santana songs. The album features her diamonds and a song called Someday. It's called Crail Song. It has the Atlantic record label. The style is alternative. And I've been pretty impressed with a lot of his stuff lately. A lot of stuff in the past. So I expect some pretty good reviews soon. But, do you have any questions about it, Jay?
No, I'm curious to hear it.
You're curious to hear it?
Yeah.
Anything someone else say? No, well, that's it. Let's see what hear it.
So the name of the song is?
It's called Her Diamonds.
Oh, what the hell, she says, I just can't win for losing. And she lays back down. Man, there's so many times I don't know what I'm doing. Like I don't know now. By the light of the moon, she rubs her eyes. Says it's funny how the night can make you blind. I can just imagine. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But if she feels bad, then I do too. So I let her be. And she says, oh, I can't take no more. Her tears like diamonds on the floor. And her diamonds bring me down. Cause I can't help her now. She's down in it. She tried her best and now she can't win if she's hard. See them on the ground, her diamonds falling down. We're down. She sits down and stares into the distance. And it takes all night. Break her concentration. Oh, but
but it don't feel right. About a lot of moon, she rubs her eyes, sits down on the bed and starts to cry. And there's something left about her, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So I sit down and I cry too, but don't let her see. And she says, ooh, I can't take no more. Her tears like diamonds on the floor, and her diamonds bring me down. Cause I can't help her now. She's down in it, she's out of this, and now she can't win it. Hard to see them on the ground, her diamonds falling down. She's just out of the night, tries to close her eyes. She can find delight, then she'll be alright. She'll be alright, just not tonight. And she says, ooh, I can't take no more. Her tears like diamonds on the floor, and her diamonds bring me down. Cause I can't help her now. She's down in it, she's out of this, and now she can't win it. On the ground, her diamonds falling. Ooh, I can't take no more. Her tears like diamonds on the floor, and her diamonds bring me down. Cause I can't help her now. She's down in it, she's out of this, and now she can't win it. Oh, see them on the ground, her diamonds falling down.
So I guess we get a double Nick pick this week. That's a good song. I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Good choice on it.
Thank you. kind of a double Nick pick. I just wanted to say something about Michael Jackson. I want to do a little shout out. The man put out so many hits, it's ridiculous. I also want to play a song by him. He's one of my favorite songs by him. It's called Earth Song. Really makes you think about everything today, you know, like politically and how the way that some of the world is, you know, poor and whatnot. But, I don't know, it's kind of an emotional song. I like it. But, here it is.
Is there a time? what about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice the crying earth as we make sure?
Another Nick pick. When I hear this, I think of the Matterhorn at Disneyland. Because I used to work there, and they used to have the yodeling music all the time when you were loading people into the ride.
You know, though, I say, bro, out of all the Nick picks that you've done so far, I think your Nick pick about your favorite Michael Jackson song of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was amazing. I was emotional.
Are you touched?
Untouched by Michael Jackson.
He should have done it last week, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Well, you know, beat it.
Yeah. And you know, I think that was good how you added the whole little part about his very emotional childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And how you think that's why he had to sing about kids.
Yeah.
And how that has lifted you to live that same dream. It's a little weird and creepy.
I didn't get that at all during that Nick pick.
No.
I don't know what show you were listening to.
You say crumpets, okay? That's my word, okay?
30 times.
Don't say fucking biscuits. I hate that word. We don't say that. We don't say the B word in here, okay?
The B
word. We don't say the B word, okay? No, that was good, dude. That was a good...
Yeah.
That was good. You're growing.
How'd you get some money? What'd you do? What'd you do out there to get some money?
I saw money. I also saw an LVAC membership.
Oh, shit.
You know who doesn't have one?
Who?
Who needs one?
Who needs one?
Who I think needs to be set up for? Crazy J needs a membership. Really? I got a membership to this LVAC. Good old Nicolopolis. He's got a membership to LVAC. Jay's the only one here that doesn't have one, and it would be good to get him in there. And
I'd get back in there, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way we can call you the Incredible Hulk instead of the Incredible Bulk.
It works either way.
It works either way. Robin Williams was looking at me like, "Ooh."
You're so fun. So we're gonna we're gonna do a how-to when we come back. We're gonna have Nick film it this time. Hopefully he'll not flip the game up.
Oh yeah. A little Nick photography.
Right. So we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Oh yeah.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm. And we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake, with complete participation in that grand incineration. Nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo, when the air becomes uranious, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
Yeah.
it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. And maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me, show them to me. Unclasp your bra, set those puppies free. They'd look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby. I'm sure you'll agree. If you got two fun bags, show them to me. I don't care if they don't match, your one's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other. Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad, they're just a little long. Show them to me, show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world see. Just this robe, show your clothes, and a happy man I'll be. Either you got dos chichis, show them to me. But never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. Show them to me. Show them to me. Just like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your wreck, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Yeah. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do good and it'll give me wood, and we'll make history. If you love your country, I'm gonna say it one more time. I said if you love your country, yeah, then stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I think.
Are you familiar with Ebonics?
Ebonics?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Ebonics.
And by the way, let's be clear. I only like you as a friend.
I'm only bringing this up because I just said it on the phone. I was standing in line at a GameStop, me and a buddy of mine, it's a Marine. And there was.
Would it be any different, the story, if your friend wasn't a Marine?
I don't know, maybe. All right. I don't know. I'm just trying to add color. His hair was blonde, okay?
Okay.
Did
he have eyebrows?
Yes. It was a light outside. There were little puffy clouds. Inside, it was a good 76 degrees. Slightly humid. I had a drink in my hand.
How many people in the store?
We were there for a Dreamcast. There were several.
Are there even games still for a Dreamcast?
This was a long time ago, okay?
Oh, I thought it was like today.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, I'd like to get a Dreamcast.
What?
Get the fuck out of the store.
Yeah, seriously.
You didn't say it was... You didn't make note that... Hey, 5 years ago, I was standing in line at GameStop.
I didn't think I needed to be that specific, God.
Well, you're talking about the Marines and clouds and it's 76 degrees inside the store. I think a date would be a little important.
I'm not taking you out on a date, Jay.
Exactly.
And by the way, let's be clear. I only like you as a friend.
Yeah. That's you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
So this is the deal. I had some Cinnabon, right? And we're standing in line. And there is an ethnic gentleman in front of us. And he is talking in his Ebonics, right? And Eric turned to me and said, Mike, watch this. He's going to say this word, and he's going to say it like this. He's going to say, Faridao. I was like, what does that mean? He said, the white man version is, for real, though. I said, oh. And then, no shit. The guy who's talking to the dude at GameStop, and he was like, do you have this in stock? He was like, no. He's like, oh, for real, though? I was like, oh, my God. I had to run out of line. It was so fucking ridiculous, dude. He's like, for real, though? I was like, what? Unreal. How did he know that? So, turns out there's this whole other language, and you find it at GameStop. It's the craziest thing.
You find Ebonics at GameStop.
At GameStop. Of all the places for me to experience it, you know? I'm only, like, 14, you know, just figuring this stuff out. My young age with my Cinnabon, 76 degrees inside. White puffy clouds.
But it was a long time ago if you were 14.
Some, I don't know. What was it, 1999? I don't know. I was young. Whatever young I was. I was that young. That's how young I was. So I got another how-to. That's what this brings me to. It's how to live on the street, yo. For real, though.
I see the connection.
All right.
Yeah, I got it.
Got to be on the street, son. What up? Okay, let's see here. Basically, for what most people spend on living arrangements, whether permanent, one such as houses or apartments or hotel when traveling can enable a frugal nomad to enjoy the same bars and restaurants as those who turn up their noses at him. When they see him sleeping in a bag at their entryway of a closed shop downtown. While not all areas are good prospects for this manner of living, wherever you see substantial homeless population, you can be fairly sure of being able to live nomadically. So basically, hold on. If you see bums, there can be bums? I don't understand that. If there are bums, the better chance you have of being a bum yourself. Successfully. You could successfully be a bum. How can you fail? Like, I thought the whole purpose of being a bum was you failed so miserably that you have nothing else to fail at. But what they're insinuating is you could fail at being a bum. Like, you could actually
fail. You could be successful at it.
But this, or say, yeah, you could successfully be. Oh, thank you. That's what my aspirations in life are. Jesus Christ, people, come on! Think of something better to do with your life than be a fucking bum. Carry both a sleeping bag and a sleeping pad suitable for the climate of the area in which you're living. Hold on. I thought you're a bum. Where the hell are you gonna buy a sleeping pad suitable? Like you can, like you have an option, like you have a choice.
Well, but you panhandle. You collect money, so you could save up and go to Walmart and get a sleeping
this
pad.
This pad is not Tempur-Pedic. I prefer a Tempur-Pedic pad. This Sleep Number pad is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, Jeeves. Can you believe it?
Maybe it's coated with OxyClean.
Yes. There is dirt on my crumpets. Oh my God. Oh my God. What is this world coming to? A bum can't even get clean crumpets anymore. Dear God, by George.
Crumpets with OxyClean.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Put it in your bed. Sleep on it. Just $29.95, all right? Now! Sleep in a park during... Okay, this is great. Sleep in a park during the day, whenever possible. This is why.
Okay.
There's less chance of police harassment and mugging. Oh, I forgot. At night, you mugged all the time,
yeah, but
right?
Why would you mug a bum? They don't have anything.
Yeah, you're a bum. What are they going to take? Your sleeping pad? Hey, is that a Tempur sleeping bag? I think I like that.
I'm going to take it.
I think I'm going to take that. Hey, pal, nice shoes.
You could be, and you could be, You could be mugged by an urban ninja.
An urban, yeah, who's going to tag you.
Which means you should have a stick.
Yeah. Dude, it's in here.
The stick?
Yes.
Freaking right off.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. Okay, if you must sleep on the street at night, find an area where the homeless are already doing the same. You'll be less conspicuous.
What's that street here in town where all the tents are set up?
Oh, dude, what is that street?
Tent City?
Tent City. I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen it, too.
It's ridiculous. It's really close to the smoke shop, surprisingly. Or not surprisingly.
Like a mile of tents.
It really is, like a mile of tents. I bet you they've got sleeping pads, huh? Suitable for their climate. If you can't find a spot where the homeless people are sleeping, how are you not going to find a spot where the homeless people are sleeping? Like, they're just going to run out of room? They're on the fucking street. It's not like it's not like a studio pad. Oh, sorry, there's not enough room for you here. Was it a movie theater with seats and chairs? You know what I mean? You just gotta lay down. You could probably kick a bum, he'll pee himself, and then move, and then you get his spot. You could probably just pee right on him, and he'll move. Or he might not, though. You might even put it in a can, save it for later to drink. Who knows? You are a bum. Who knows? Okay. If you can't find a spot where the homeless are sleeping, choose a place that's fairly well lit. Out of the pedestrian walkway. It's better to have cops arouse you than get mugged in a dark alley. You are a bum! Who's gonna mug you? If you're out in an alleyway, a lit alleyway, that's just begging for to have some kids pick on you, right? or for a cop to see you to harass you. Now, the good thing about this is this goes hand in hand with a free night in jail. Okay.
Yes, it
really does. Okay. This is also good. Like, anybody would even remotely think of doing this. Another place to sleep relatively safely at night are rooftops of public buildings. People do not naturally look up, and chances are you won't get found until you started to stink, because you died up there, probably. This may be classified as trespassing and illegal. However, you're a fucking bum. Who cares? But it is safer than sleeping on the streets themselves. Preferable rooftops are flat with alcoves or obstacles so you cannot roll off the rooftop. Okay, name any time that you've seen a bum that is not sober. Have you ever seen a sober bum?
No.
Me neither. They're always drunk.
And
right?
Smell like piss.
And they smell like piss and vomit. What on earth makes you think they're going to be able to climb
or
onto a roof?
Or they smell like Nick's mom.
Yeah. Oh. Or Scanlan's mouth.
Wait, you didn't tell him the Scanlan story. What about the balls?
Dude, Scanlan is on the other side of the desk. He turns around and stares at me like this. Okay? Eyes wide, like a squirrel. And then starts doing these little walk hops towards me going, balls, 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 all the way up to me, and then he gets to my mouth and hits my mouth and goes, balls. Like he had some great epiphany, you know? Like lightning just struck his brain, you know? I was like...
I would have been like, want me to present them?
Yeah. I just looked at him, and I was shocked, you know, because if we talk about it, you know, and you've got a lot more stories about him than I do, so I'd only heard about this whole balls your mouth thing or whatever, and then here he is.
My balls your mouth, my balls your mouth, that's what he always says.
And he had mentioned something else about balls earlier in the day, I forget what it was, so I was like, interesting that he would mention balls, but it's in his nature. But then for him to do a fucking song about balls while walking towards me into my face and looking at me like a pedophile, okay, was something just plain odd, okay? Just plain... It frazzled my mind. I was absolutely mind-boggled.
I just wonder if he actually does listen.
Yeah, I don't know. It boggles my mind. It boggles it. My mind is boggled over...
I think if he listened, he would actually say something.
You know what's funny is, I was talking to him about it. He's like, well, you know, you guys play music and stuff, and that's good. So he knows for a fact that you play music, maybe because we talk about it. Oh, that was another thing. I was on the phone with Charles. I was like, hey, dude, you coming out? And he's like, oh, no, I gotta work. I'm like, all right, well, whatever, you suck. And I hung up the phone, right? And then Charles was like, yeah, you coming down? Or not Charles, Scanlon was like, yeah, you coming down? So he's totally listening in on the conversation about what was going on. I looked at him and was like, yeah. And that's all I said. He's like, oh. And then turn around, and then moments later, balls.
That depends on what you coming down means when it comes from Scanlon.
We know right where his mind went.
balls,
obviously.
Her balls, my mouth.
Whatever. Okay, so anyway, so... fucking dudes. Ridiculous.
Well,
okay.
No, he's listened. He listened to the Christmas show last year because somebody had told him how funny it was. And I know that he scans through it, and I know he knows
some
of the music that's played. But I don't know if he actually has listened since you've come on board.
Yeah, doubtful. He's jealous.
Jealous.
Well, both him and Ben don't think you're funny, so.
He's envious. I know. Which, you know what? 600,000 people can be very wrong. Okay? But at least they're an idiot enough to keep listening. To defend me.
I mean, and like I said, I mean, I was shocked too. I mean, when we were told that hey, you guys have the most listened to show on iTunes.
Which is awesome. Thank you, people.
And it is. And
so
then,
huge. You have no idea.
And I was thinking that was the same numbers that we had through Rockin' Comedy Show. And they're completely two different numbers. So that's how you get the 6,000.
6,000?
6,000 downloads.
You mean 600 million?
Well, 642,000.
Yeah, total, but 6,000 in like a day or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, for the whole month of June is freaking awesome.
I mean, it's huge.
And there's a lot of people out there that are listening, and they are liking the show. And seriously, guys, email us, especially if you're listening to the show and you're in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, tell us why you listen.
Yeah, and we had some people call in last week. You know, I got to hear some of them, and there was a cheesehead from Wisconsin. Fuck yeah, dude, my family's from Wisconsin, so Packers all the way, I'm down. I need to get a cheesehead, I don't have one.
Yeah.
I need to get one.
So, I mean, just, you know, it'd be cool if you guys call in. We take the calls Sunday
Absolutely.
Nights, mm-hmm. you know, 10 p.m. to 11.
When,
we want to start taking the calls. And
don't interrupt me while I'm watching my race, though.
Okay. But, we want to take the calls and hear more from you. And definitely email and send stuff through MySpace and, you know.
See, whatever.
We want to hear from you. Because, obviously there's people out there listening.
Yeah, just throw, like, a note written on wrapped around a rock through Jay's window.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah,
you gotta aim high. It's 44 floor.
Yeah, it's really high. You get it on like the third floor, we might not find it for a long time. We don't go down there very much. Not after the whole hippopotamus incident.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
I really thought he was gonna fit. That was the worst part. I really thought it was gonna work. But those son of a bitches are mean. Anyways.
Yeah. Let's go back.
Anyways. Okay, so, this is the thing. Okay, I don't know where this guy is from who helped write this how-to, but obviously it must be fucking Beverly Hills, okay? These are some of the tips. Travel lightly. You can stuff down a sleeping bag to a very small size, poncho/tarp, sleeping bag. Poncho, tarp, ultralight inflatable pad, okay? A backpack makes you look more like a European tourist. Let's see here.
European?
Yeah.
European outside.
European outside. Wide brim hat covers the sun's rays off your face. So now you got a wide brim hat to protect you from skin cancer. Like a bum's really worried about skin cancer. Always make sure you look and smell good.
Smell good.
Yeah. They recommend taking a nice sponge bath in a restroom that you can lock. And
what's that
having
smell?
Yeah.
Ooh. I know that smell.
That's the smell of a dirty bum on a hot summer day.
Yeah. They recommend just getting some baking soda. It makes an excellent 24-hour deodorant and teeth cleaner. So now you're wiping your teeth, or you're cleaning your teeth. You got baking soda. You're taking sponge baths. Also, it gets even better. Let's see here. Consider buying a membership to a nationwide gym. What the hell? Name one bum that goes to the gym. A gym bum.
I know a gym.
So does Gamblin.
Oh my god, dude. This is like the most well in touch and like in shape and like well to do bum I've ever heard of in my entire life. Okay, it also says synthetic warm up suits. Pack very small and can be worn while you launder your other clothes.
You're not planning on being a bum.
Dude.
you don't pack for it.
You become a bum. You hit rock fucking bottom and you are a bum. Okay? That's how you live out on the streets. This person here, it's like you're going fucking camping, like you're a Boy Scout or something.
You better start mixing toothpaste with your shampoo. You're getting a cavity in your brain.
Apartments on the New Mexico border at Palomas, Chihuahua in Mexico, for example, can be found for $40 a month. Oh. No, you're not a bum.
It's like you're going into hostels.
Yeah.
Like youth hostels and stuff. Like you're not really a bum. It's just like you're traveling.
You're just traveling.
You're just traveling.
Where's the thing that it mentions having a stick? Somewhere in here it does mention that you should have a stick. Oh, here it is. Watch out for dogs or other stray animals. They may be just as needy as you are and can become very aggressive. Obtain a heavy stick.
Nice.
Or a few rocks, only if you can throw reasonably accurately. And so you can fight off animals as needed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to rumble!
That's your how-to.
That's it. That's how to live on the streets if you are a Beverly Hills bum. Because I can't explain that in any other form or fashion.
A Beverly Hills bum.
A Beverly Hills bum.
No that, other bum.
Because, you know, those bums on Beverly Hills, I mean, to afford this lifestyle, the living on the streets, they got to make more than I do.
Going to the gym.
Fucking wide-brimmed hat. I can't afford a hat.
Going to the gym.
Yeah, they're going to the gym. They're getting apartments in Mexico. Sleeping on rooftops on their freaking posturepedic pad with their sleeping bag that's suitable to their climate. So when they move around, they have to get new sleeping bags every time. Jesus, man.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap this up.
Yeah, fuck off, people.
Somebody's hiding from
So good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks, man.
The show was fun.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to start making songs.
Making songs.
Yeah. I think so.
I think you do a pretty good job. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I know, but I think we should really get down to it, you know? Do a little song. We don't need instruments. Fuck instruments. I make songs up at work all the time.
I know.
About tacos. I love my taco songs.
I know. I really just got to sneak the camera in and just tape you at work.
Oh, dude. You know what's funny is, you know, Bobby Slayton came to work over to, well, the concierge desk.
And, yeah, he did talk about it last
time. Yeah, and he was really surprised at how professional I was. And while you were there today, I was on the phone with Fung Ann, who is, I was visiting in Arizona, and she's like, why do you sound different? I was like, oh, well, you know, because I'm at work. And she's like, yeah, you sound like way professional. You sound like so like friendly and nice. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get in trouble, or you never know who's going to walk around the corner. It's just like ingrained in me, you know? But the second people are gone, you know, it's me and you. All bets are off. I'm a complete weirdo.
Yeah, what was great about Bobby last week was when I was like, oh, I just want to thank you for the box of shit, right? Like, I'm trying to set this joke up. Here's the pit bull of comedy. He goes, you just tell people it was a nice piece of chocolate. Like, it was so funny.
I know, yeah. That was actually really good.
I really do like Bobby saying that. And I had a lot of fun. And I think it's great that you guys have this somewhat of a feud going on. But
milk it for all it's worth.
It's good. No, he had a lot of fun doing the show. And yeah.
Oh, also coming up in a couple of weeks, I think we're gonna have Amazing Jonathan.
And we're also working on Penn from Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller? Is he the gay one?
Gay one in Penn and Teller.
Yeah, there's a gay one. One of them's like really gay, and he looks like a turtle, right? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No?
He may look like a turtle, but he's not.
He's gay. No? Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. I think he's gay. I think he is.
He's not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I thought I saw somewhere that somebody said he was gay.
No.
Isn't he like super flaming?
No.
Yeah, he's like really uber gay, right?
No.
Like he has like the giant penis statue in front of his house.
No.
Outside an anthem.
You're thinking of Liberace.
No. I'm thinking of the turtle guy that does the magic.
No.
That's Penn.
That's not Penn.
Not Penn?
Penn is married. He has some kids.
So then it's Teller. Teller's the little turtle guy.
He's the one that looks like a turtle, but
yeah,
he's not
gay.
He's not gay.
What do you mean he's not gay?
He's not gay.
You're ruining a dream for homosexuals everywhere right now.
You're ruining a dream for yourself.
Don't make me call Scanlan and ask. Yeah. He'll know.
I'm sure he'll know.
Really? He's not gay, really?
No.
Well, I don't know why. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
I think it does a little bit.
Well, it bothers me now that he's not gay when I thought he was this whole time. I'll have to ask Penn.
Yeah, you bring it up.
I will. I'm going to.
Agot, wouldn't it be marvelous if I turned out to be a homosexual?
I don't have to not be naked now, do I?
This one is especially for you.
I want to have intercourse with you. Intercourse with you.
That's awesome. Stewie is the man.
I got a lot of them.
Well, despite your point of view, I can thrill a girl or two. But I'd rather get it on with you.
Anyway, I like that one.
That's fucking awesome.
The sound bites are all loaded now and ready to go whenever I need them.
Cool, man. I like to, you know what else? I'd like to get an interview with this guy right there.
Yeah, well, I tried the last time he was in town.
Yeah, it didn't happen, huh?
No, it didn't happen.
Oh, well. Douche.
We'll work on it.
Fucking douche.
Can't turn down the number one internet show.
You can't. we're like the mob here.
That's right.
You don't
say no, good God, man! One can only imagine what foul regions that finger has erstwhile probed.
Erstwhile probed.
But that's gonna do it. We're gonna be back next week.
Oh,
what?
Did you hear that Michael Jackson just passed away?
Yes, I did.
that's amazing, huh? That's who'd have thunk it. He was here just yesterday doing
I'm
some
more
stuff.
Shocked over Billy Mays.
Billy Mays?
Yeah.
Billy Mays. The Ox. Not my lover.
That's Billy Jean.
Oh. Oh, that is. Oh, shit. You're right. My bad. My bad.
Billy Mays, the OxyClean guy.
Yeah. He's got that commercial for ESPN, too. And
ESPN 360.
That's what it is. That's right.
Get it on your computer now!
All right, dude.
He could pitch anything.
Jesus. Yeah, I bet you could. Now you ain't pitching no more tents, that's for sure. He pinched his final tent.
Ridiculous. We're gonna, so stupid.
That's awesome.
We're gonna see you next week. Larry,
I like
Jones
to see the guy
sell
salami.
Well, you're not gonna see him sell anything.
I know, because he's in heaven.
But now you know who moves up in this world, ShamWow guy.
I know, right?
He moves up.
Even though he was beat up by a prostitute,
yeah,
like severely. Even though he claims it was the other way, he obviously got his ass kicked. But yeah, he's gonna be selling us some more stuff. We're gonna love his nuts.
So we're gonna be back next week with Larry Jones and some more how to's.
Oh yeah, that'll be cool to get to see him.
Yeah,
he's a man of what, 1,002 faces.
1,001 voices.
Voices, yeah. Not faces.
No.
That's plastic surgery.
That's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He just recently passed away.
You know what? And that's what kills me is, like, I think the only thing that was still, like, legitimately his was his heart. He was, like, 90% plastic, that guy. And, of course, it has to be the one thing to fail. So I think he was on the right path.
And, you know, just real quick, it was, like, 3 hours after they announced his death that the text jokes started rolling in. I was like, wow,
that's
pretty
fast.
Quick.
Yeah.
You know, and I think one of the funniest ones I got was 99% of Michael Jackson's plastic, so they're going to melt him down into a Lego so all the kids can play with him for a change.
That's great. That's horrible.
The other one that was funny was Farrah Fawcett went to heaven. God gave her one wish. She said, I wish all the children of the world to be saved, so God killed Michael Jackson.
<That's> so
and funny. The most fucked up joke was Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, and Michael Jackson are in heaven. And God says, what do you guys want for Christmas? And they said, Patrick Swayze.
Aww. Instead, they got Billy Mays.
Yeah, they got Billy Mays. For 1995.
For 1995.
As seen on TV.
That's funny.
All right, so we'll see you guys next time.